It's the Tiltcast, episode 118, Jar Jar Abrams.
Who's a gentle sleeper?
In this episode, we're going to talk about Don't Starve, Path of Exile, Smite, XCOM, and Frozen Synapse. Stay tuned.
Yay. And welcome back to another episode of the Tiltcast. And I'm just going to jump right in. I don't know where to start.
You're just like, I don't know what to say after this.
Hey, that's Holly.
Hey,
and that's me. Coming back from a long, well, I don't know. You've just been gone for a long time.
I've had shit to do.
Hey, it's Scott. He's
it
back.
Is.
Scott's here tonight.
You just say it.
She's
is.
Already making fun of anything I say. God. Yeah, I just fucking got here. Well, you're funny sounding.
Well, and you've been to your own right, you've been so busy, and I think...
Fuck, yeah.
I don't know. It was really even last minute that I asked you. I was surprised. I was like, oh, he can... Okay. Well,
yeah.
Fuck it. This will be fun.
I had right about an hour's notice.
Yeah, so Scott came to my rescue tonight because Trent has to work. And he's producing tonight, but he is also trying to do work at the same time.
Good luck with that.
So he's in there multitasking.
He's in there multitasking.
And masturbating, probably.
I was going to say, what multitasking by which you mean fapping.
Damn straight.
Disembodied voice from the other room. Damn straight.
You're a little...
That's so pitiful. I hope that's picking up.
Was it?
I don't know. It's like you're tapping a frog belly.
That should be like the whole new euphemism for it is tapping the frog belly.
So, anyways.
God, that's terrible sounding. Okay.
I'm going to get us back on track a little bit.
You're right.
Tonight we got a lot to talk about. I think...
We do?
Oh, I think we'll have a lot to talk about. We got you on the show. We got some games to talk about. I got two or three games I think I want to talk about. We have some upcoming stuff we want to talk about gaming-wise.
Yay.
And we're just going to have some fun. So, Holly.
Yeah.
You're really tired and barely made it to the show. How you doing?
Well, I'm tired and I barely made it to the show.
You been doing anything interesting?
Scintillating.
Huh. Anything interesting? Well, I've been working.
Rub your butt in people's faces for money?
And I... Well, okay. Monday, yeah. Monday, I did three dances for a guy, and that's the only guy that I danced for, but I ended up making, like, I walked out with a little over, like, 350, but that's because there was a customer that was in there that was paying me to dance for other girls, and he would tip them as well, like, I would get 20 to dance for her, and she would get 20 to receive a dance, and then we would switch, and then we would both get paid for that, too. And he was just doing that, like, all throughout the night.
You don't
just
really have a schedule at work,
girls.
Do you?
No, I do. My schedule is Monday nights. Like, the days that I have to be there are Monday nights, Tuesday day shift, and Thursday nights.
Well, I'm not going to say where, but what I mean is you just kind of go in and work. There's not, like, a set
system
to what you do.
I can go in whenever I want to. Any day that I work, I have to pay $20 if I miss a shift that I'm scheduled for. I can pay anywhere from $40 to $80 plus the $20 to work.
I was trying to think of a good stripper joke and I can't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, good job.
Nice. It's just going to be that kind of an evening, isn't it?
So I worked yesterday day. Yeah. I worked yesterday day shift and like the only reason why I went in was so I didn't have to spend any of my money on a fine whenever I go in on Thursday night. I didn't think I was going to make anything. So I go in, and I'm just kind of hanging out with my friend JJ, who's the DJ in the DJ booth. And then I ended up going on stage for, like, the second or third time, I don't remember, but a girl came up to me and told me that a table of guys wanted me to go over there. I hadn't done any dances or anything, and we were, like, 2 hours into the day already. So I go over there and hang out with them. They end up going into the VIP room. We're in there for about 4 hours and made about $350 off of that. Just kind of dancing occasionally. Whenever I got off work, I didn't do any other dances other than that. Whenever I got off of work, me and that girl, Candace, met them at the Hard Rock Casino, and they paid us $600 to gamble with their money.
What?
So I made $900 in one day, and that was awesome.
And
that's why I'm tired.
I'm working the wrong job.
Yeah.
I know. I'm thinking about it.
I can't work your job anyway.
I get about 100 emails a day that I file into different tasks. And those tasks range from weekly to daily, and that daily task list is usually about 30 deep. And the weekly task list just keeps kind of snowballing, like, throughout the week.
And I just I just get increasingly paranoid about who's attacking what infrastructure. Great.
You guys saw my post about, I'm pretty sure you liked it, where I said, it's nice having a job that I can make, like, twice as much. Like, I made, working where I was before, I would make, like, $600 in 2 weeks. In 2 days, I made $1,200. 2 days. 2 fucking days.
I'm gonna start asking you to bring pizza.
Shit, I should. Can I borrow money?
I've already lent out money to one of my roommates.
Okay.
I wouldn't do that to you.
I was gonna say, I would not. It was just. That would have been
just
funny.
Just joking about it.
I can't even bring myself to actually make the joke. Did you hear?
I can't do it. But no, I did that. And my roommate Steven and I hung out until about 5:30 this morning, and then for some reason my body wanted me to wake up at 9. So
I've
been up since
then.
Oh, that's
a great plan.
Yeah, I know. Stupid. Stupid body. I was like, no, it's 9 o'clock. I'm going to go back to bed. My body's just like, nah, you know what? Fuck you. You're not going to go back to sleep, but you're going to be tired all day.
See, I had a migraine yesterday, and then I had to go into work 3 hours early today so that I could catch up with corporate managerial training that I missed the day before, which meant a whole bunch of videos.
Not the fun kind, either.
No, they're not fun kind. They're always like those like over executive looking dudes, like telling you these different presentations and how it's going to make you more successful with your business. And
yeah, never in your life have you seen such conspicuous hairspray either, right?
And it's all like a bunch of like overgeneralizing statements. You can tell they've like paid a company to do this, you know. So it's like it's boring as fuck.
Sexual harassment and you.
I have one.
I know. I've been subjected to those too.
Yeah, but they're basically some. There's some company out there that's. You're writing that down as a title, aren't you?
I would.
Sexual harassment.
Yeah.
Sexual harassment and you.
I can't fucking spell harassment right now.
I can figure it out.
HARASS.
I tried to put two R's.
I do, and I have to back one R off. It's just, you know, it's just H, and you know, it's har ass.
Ment.
Ment.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm just being stupid.
Harassment.
I'm tired.
So, you played any games?
I have to think.
It's been 7 days.
Good God. Okay.
I don't think so. I don't think I've played anything.
Oh my God. I've played a bit. I've been too fucking busy to do a lot. I'm in fact really pissed off. I still haven't gone through all the games I ended up with over the holidays.
I'm with you, Scott. I'm still catching up.
I fucking A. Yeah.
So, Scott, you've been gone from the cast for a very long time. What's new in the carousel? I mean, see, you're representing the carousel right now.
John is pregnant with my baby. No.
Well, you guys have been doing
a lot
of comics.
Surprise.
Yeah. Nice.
But what's been going on with you that's more game-related, I guess, that you can't necessarily talk about on the carousel? Maybe I should ask it that way. That way there's not, because I know a lot of our listeners listen to your show and vice versa.
Basically, I've just been, if it comes to that, I've just been nerding out over the fact that Steam delivered on their threat to put,
Linux.
Valve delivered on their threat to put Steam on Linux.
So do you have it installed? Do you have a Linux box?
I fucking do.
So you're still doing the Hackintosh, right?
No, I gave that shit up ages ago.
So what do you got going now?
I'm running, I re-imaged, and so I'm only running Win7... Pro and Dream Studio Linux, which is a multimedia centric version of Ubuntu.
You're just dual booting it then?
For the time being, I'm going to end up triple booting. I get it because I'm determined to try an uber lightweight version of Linux to see if Steam runs any better on it.
That's fair. So
because it already runs like a scalded fucking ape right now.
So game wise, I know that I gifted you FTL, didn't I?
Yes. Which thank you. That's a great way to fucking ruin an entire day of OCD.
I know, isn't it awesome?
Dick. God damn it. I play that and I'm going, oh, fuck, I gotta send a guy over. Engineering? Where the fuck? Oh, that's that thing. Okay. Well, how do I get a, okay, there, I can click on the doors. That's awesome.
Does it kind of feel like that?
Oh, he goes, oh, click on the guy, make him the fuck. Okay.
Like, doesn't it in some ways kind of feel like a mix between a MUD and gratuitous space battles?
You know what it actually makes me think of?
What?
This is like training you to get used to the 80s vision of Starfleet.
Yeah.
You won't, because anytime there's a fucking crisis, you have to go send a guy to go deal with it. That's what they did in Star Trek all the time. Next Generation. Nobody was on the scene already. Someone had to go fucking there.
It's like that whole fucking floor must have been empty.
No shit. Exactly. Fucking engineering completely left, abandoned. They're all off jerking off or something in some other room. You go, fuck, Jordy, get down to engineering. You fucking send a guy there. That's what FTL is like. You gotta send somebody somewhere to go deal shit because he wasn't already on hand.
It's fun,
but goddamn.
But isn't it cool how you can pretty much just keep replaying that game? Like, there is no end. I mean, it's different every time for the most part.
Yeah, and I realize I very nearly killed everybody in the ship.
Have you beaten it yet?
No, I haven't had the time.
Have you gotten to the mothership yet?
No, what? No, so, I didn't know there was a mothership, but I do now. All right.
I'm sorry.
No, I don't care. That's cool.
It's a random enough game that it's going to change a lot. But basically, there's a big-ass boss battle at the end.
Nice. That's going to be so weird, because that's going to be like, you, go here, and fucking get the thing up, you know, green bars to shoot a weapon.
No, I can't beat it yet either. It's pretty hard.
It's going to be fun. That's going to be interesting
to get through it.
I nearly killed everybody because of the fucking airlocks.
Yeah, we're just
last,
all the doors open.
The last second I closed one of the doors I had forgotten about. Because I was literally like going, okay, what do I do? Because I got confused. I was tired. I'd been up for way too long fucking with the game at this point. And I went, okay, and what is that thing? And it wants me to do an airlock. Okay. And I accidentally clicked to open a door. I went, oh, what? And I clicked on it again, not thinking, and closed it. And then hit the airlock. And as the airlock is blowing open, my brain went, it just barely took care of it in time. And I sat there and I looked back and I had a shit ton of other doors on the ship open. I would have fucking killed everybody in there if I hadn't closed that one goddamn door.
Oh, and you remember there's a button that'll open and close all doors, right?
No, actually.
The bottom right corner of the screen.
Fuck. Okay, no.
So it's a really good way if, like, you open up a set of doors. Because you open up doors to put out fires, basically.
Yes.
Because putting out fires will kill your guys eventually. You got to get a pretty hardy guy. Or, I can't, there's one of the races of aliens is immune to fire, the rock guys.
Okay.
And you can use them to put out fires, so it's kind of slow. So usually what I'll do is if I'll open all doors leading to the area where the fire is, and then just let the fire kind of vent out in space.
But, that works. Yeah, so, I dig it, but I got to get time to really get into it and really learn it, because my God.
I've played that game a lot, and there's still a lot that I don't know. And there's different unlocks, like there's different, if you look at the ship screen, there's like 9 ships.
Yeah.
And
the game is poised to be infuriatingly detailed.
It's got a lot, it's deceptive in the amount of depth that it actually has. And I think that's one of the reasons I like it. But when I was saying mud, it's just like that whole thing, you visit an area, and it asks you a question of what to do, and then things happen. But you're not actually seeing them go down to the planet or anything like that. It's like, come up and your scanners find a lone survivor on a planet. What do you do? And it's like, just, you know, don't pick him up at all, or go visit
him.
And there's a random chance when you do that, other things are going to happen. So,
yep.
Like, I've had him as a suicide bomber, so he blew up a side of my ship. You
oh,
know?
Fuck, really?
I've had him to where he decided to stay with my ship, and then one was like, take him over to his own planet kind of thing, you know? So, which is pretty cool. But,
nice.
Again, an example where graphics don't make the game, gameplay makes the game.
That's no shit. That game is really deliberately low res, but it's actually fun. It's fun to play. The best description I've given for it so far is, if you like micromanagement,
yeah,
this is your game.
I'm a supervisor. That's what
exactly.
I do all day.
I was going to say, I've already been team leads on shit going, you, do this, you, quit fucking talking. You know, one of those things.
Yeah.
Whatever you say is wrong, just shut up. You know, you can, and that's the only thing is you can't tell somebody to shut up, but by God, you can get everything else done that's part of micromanagement right in that game. And it is a good game. It
yeah.
really is. It's, I've played it a bit, and I need to play more of it. And a game that's kind of like it that I played, that I got, was Frozen Synapse.
I've been meaning to check that out. What is that?
It is bizarre. Think of the way you've got, think of the way like gratuitous space battles and gratuitous tank battles, which I also got, works. You got to, like, you build your shit and you send it on its way in gratuitous tank space battles.
Right.
you have a similar thing. You equip these men. It's very low. It's very 80s video game looking, but finer detail. But
like pixel art.
It's finer pixelation, but it's not a lot of real detail. It's a lot of bloom effect, is what it is. And you've got what they call agents. You're just guys with guns. You can outfit them with different guns or a rocket launcher and send them around in this building. But the thing is that it doesn't run in real time. You have to daisy chain a string of instructions to each guy. Walk over to this point, you plot out on the fucking map where he goes, you tell him to squat down, you tell him where to aim, and you wind up stacking your orders in any location and whatever he's doing. You've got strafe, you've got straight run, you've got run and gun, I think is one of the things they called it, which is literally just as you keep moving, shoot at stuff. Accuracy will be lower. I haven't had time to get back into playing it because I have to start the tutorial over again because I, again, playing when I was way too tired, just like FTL, I lost a lot of information and I fucking died completely. I didn't manage to even damage the enemy even once when I played this.
This is PC only, right?
As far as I know, yeah. It's neat and I need to play more of it, but it's literally, you set up your orders, and if you fuck up even one little thing in there, or someone else writes a better list of orders against you, done. Your guy is just fucking dead.
So is it just player versus player, or is it player versus...
Player versus AI, or you can do player versus player in kind of a, almost like a correspondence match.
Kind of like you do with gratuitous space battles?
Pretty much. It's an odd game, and I like it, but I gotta fucking dig into it more, because it's a bastard.
That's kind of interesting.
Tank battles, on the other hand, I played that. I enjoyed that. That fucked me up because it's actually real time.
I actually prefer how Gratuitous Space Battles does it over tank battles.
Yeah, it really threw me off because I didn't realize it was real time. So I was like, "Well, why are they going already?" I didn't put any. Oh fuck, really? And I just start putting guys in trenches.
It's more frenzied.
Yeah, it is. It's a broad map tower defense game. I actually kind of dig it, but I've got to get in and play it more.
Yeah.
I just thought of a way to describe Frozen Synapse. It's like the head-to-head part of XCOM.
Oh, have you played any of that?
Yes. I have not played into the game very far, so I played the head-to-head with him, and I got my ass handed to me because I unlocked it and put no restrictions in the game, and he ended up playing aliens and, like, brain-raped all my guys. Fucking bastard. I haven't had time. I got all these awesome fucking titles, and I haven't even gotten a quarter of the way through any of them. Borderlands 2. I've got like 3 or 4 characters. Not a single one of them is higher than, I think, 21. I just haven't had the time. I haven't even bothered buying the DLC yet. Fuck it. I can't even beat the game yet because I don't have the time. But it's almost a wonderful game.
I've almost beat all the DLC on Borderlands 2.
You know they're actually going to do more DLC now?
Yeah, there was that new DLC that just came out.
No, they're actually doing a 2-season pass now, so they're apparently springing on us a whole new set of DLCs after Hammerlock.
Well, the game did pretty well.
Yeah, it did. I'm surprised. I'm thrilled. They fixed all the things that we said were broken or incomplete with 1. They introduced maybe a few minor problems with 2, but fuck if I care. It's so damn amusing.
It's pretty hard to play by yourself, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, no, I have no doubt. I've been trying to play it on my own. I haven't even tried the Necromancer yet. I've got her, but I haven't even done anything with it. I'm trying to think what else I've done. XCOM, there is an amusing thing that's kind of it's not really a cheat so much as exploiting the system in the head-to-head.
What's that?
When you're waiting for the other player to make his moves, he's got to plot everything out and make everybody go places. You got the camera where you can fly the map. They give you hints at what your opponent is doing because you can actually hear footsteps in stereo. So if you fly over the corner of a building, you hear splish, splish, splish go from right to left. You know that he's sent at least one guy around the corner.
So it's turn-based, so when it's your turn, then their turn, your turn,
correct,
then their turn. So during their turn phase, you can fly over and listen?
You can fly over anything. You can't see any of the shit they're doing, but you can hear them go by.
Anything where you're basically your fog of war is at, you're not seeing, right?
Correct.
Okay. And I haven't tried. If you ever want to try the head-to-head, hit me up.
Fuck yes, I want to do more of that. It was fun, but I got to actually learn more of the game because it was a loadout learning curve for me just playing the head-to-head because I'd literally gotten, I think, a total of 3 hours into the game, and that was all I've had time for.
That game's surprisingly long. I think you'll get a good 35 hours.
You know, that's what people are saying, and I'm liking it. It's fun. I enjoy the shit out of it.
Well, here's some consolation to you, at least maybe the way that I played it initially, because when I came out, I didn't have a lot of time to play it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would play like one or two missions during my free time, and then that way I'd pace myself so I wouldn't spend like 2 hours. Because you can knock out a mission usually in about 25, 30 minutes.
That's kind of what I was noticing.
And that way you can pace yourself.
Of course, I OCD the shit out of everything, so, you know. Have you done the head-to-head at all yet, though?
I haven't gotten a chance. I was the only person I knew that bought that game.
Ah, no, I ended up with it for Christmas. We can thank Jeff for that one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I am very grateful because I have enjoyed that. I just haven't had a chance to play it a lot. It is very neat. I like it. The head-to-head is interesting because you get to load out your crew however you want to, but it's based on point spends. You've got only so many points you can spend.
So basically give you a budget, and that way you're correct. Both fairly balanced against each other.
Yep, 6-man crew maximum. And you got to give them the same orders and everything just like you normally would.
But do you get more points if you use less crew?
I don't know because I... Because
if that was the case...
I took the limit off, and I just like... I loaded everybody for bear, and I had a 6-man crew of all sorts of absurd shit.
Yeah, do you remember that picture I posted on Facebook about 3 or 4 months ago?
Yes!
I had our old RPG crew as the people.
Yeah, you told me that my guy saved the day or some fucking
you
thing
were
like that.
You were a psychic sniper. I think I had John as a medic. I'm not sure why, but...
So yeah. I was the brain rapist on that one.
I figured it was appropriate.
Yep.
But, so I'll make him a sniper. That's
I like great. That. I'm the brain rapist. He says that's appropriate. Did you get that, Holly?
Huh? I got that.
Yeah, I got you putting things in my mouth.
Yep, wow.
But, da-dun-dun.
Wow, all right. And we're back.
And we're back.
My God. Yeah, I've enjoyed all that shit. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I've played. Oh, when I was over at John and Susie's before one of the podcasts, did Space Team on iPads.
I heard about that. Is that kind of like a micromanagement space game, too?
It's a teamwork kind of thing. Teamwork under pressure, because you'll get a line of instructions on this little screen area up top, and then you've got these panels below. And so you all have to work to do the stuff that's on, and you each get different orders. So the order that comes down may not be something that's even on your fucking panel. Turn the widget, and if you don't have the widget to turn, you have to just call that order out until one of these other fuckers does it.
Is it on Android or no?
It is only on iPad so far. Damn. And I'm disappointed because I would totally fucking play that on mine.
But yeah, I don't have an iPad. I don't really have an anything.
Right? I don't either. I have iTunes and that's it.
I plan on getting a MacBook eventually. Still have that. Woo.
Woo.
Yeah.
Yay! I love we're all like, that's great.
That's cute.
Yeah.
No, and actually, they are great machines. They're premium parts, so it should last you a good while.
Well, I plan on doing like I need to find and buy some good video editing software.
Well, if you're gonna use it for something like that,
yeah,
that
and that's why I'm just gonna get
so you're going for high quality
MacBook.
Porn, are we?
Oh yeah, definitely. No, and I need to buy. I'm gonna buy a camera. I think that's like the first thing I'm gonna buy. Thinking Canon Rebel.
It's a good starter.
The one that I'm looking at is like $800.
Is that the same one I use to take your headshots?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm hoping like I need to find...
He said headshots.
Well, that picture she had for a long time that said horse penis.
Yeah.
I took that picture.
I love that.
That was
like,
the meme
the
I came up with. Well, she wanted to do that whole aliens meme, you know, aliens.
Yeah.
I just put
horse penis. But I can't figure out what would be the best way to go about, like, what would be the best camera. Because I want to take pictures and I want to record video.
Honestly, if you ask my friend Jason Brown, probably
yes.
going to be the best person to ask.
Okay.
You'll get a better answer if you promise a cigar in there.
No, she could probably just ask him.
Well, yeah.
Or a lap dance.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways.
So, sure.
Sure.
Totally.
Sure. Sorry to get you guys off subject.
Hey, Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Oh, today is Moonpier's birthday, so happy birthday, Moon.
Ah.
Happy birthday, Moonpier.
Nice.
That was good. I like that.
You got a jingle.
There you go.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
I'm
be happy it didn't jingle.
Even if I wasn't tired, I still probably wouldn't do one, but he knows that.
Yeah.
You don't want to sing a song?
I don't sing, ever.
Come on.
Unless I'm in my car by myself, and no one's driving next to me.
Because
if that's the case,
man,
then I just hum.
She rubs her butt in people's faces, and she won't sing in public. What the hell?
I don't swim in public, either.
I've got it like three or four.
She has such weird self-conscious issues.
I was going to say, I guess she thinks her butt is better than her voice? I don't know.
I don't know if I'd go that far. But I have a terrible voice, too. Especially right now.
I thought it was all right, but okay.
It's a very tired voice.
Well. That was a visual thing. That had... You really needed the whole...
I don't even think they could hear like the...
Yeah, but you actually got the anime fatigue exhale kind of look.
Okay, I don't know if I can do it again without smiling.
That actually makes it extra cute. Okay.
Anyway, sorry guys. Happy birthday, Moon.
Yes, happy birthday, Moon. If I still were on Xbox with a TV, I would do something and say hi there, but no.
I may just send him a message on there.
That's right. So, Linux, Steam?
Yeah.
They only have 64 titles right now.
We'll hold off on that.
Okay.
We got some time for that later.
Yeah, we do.
Do you got any other games you've played?
Are you already trying to go through news?
No, I just wrote shit down. Like, I had less than an hour to come up with something. So I'm like, fuck, I don't know. That's really not news. It's been going on for a little while now.
Okay.
Well, it'd be discussion. All right, I got some games to talk about.
So, eat a dick.
What have you been up to, Justin? What have you been doing?
Yes, tell us your feelings.
Yeah. Woo!
That was a high five.
Clap on.
Actually, still playing a lot of Smite. I went ahead and dropped some money. Have you heard about that, Scott?
Oh, I know about it.
All right, so you're familiar with the concept of MOBAs like Dota and League of Legends and all that. It's basically League of Legends with gods.
Yep.
27 gods so far. Right now, you can drop $29.99, get access to all the gods, not worry about it. And you can still use the...
That's not my roommate place. You can play as God, right?
Well, like as like Zeus and...
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's not the same one then.
No.
Well, he plays as... I can't remember. Never mind.
Well, anyways, so it's a third-person MOBA, which makes it extra cool. And it's really fast-paced. Again, I think I was telling... I might have actually been talking to Trent. Trying to tell him about it the other day. And the thing that kind of sets it aside, I think, from a lot of other MOBAs is I think it's fairly fast-paced. Like, I've been also playing... I've been, like, MOBA-induced the last 2 months. I've been playing the new Lord of the Rings MOBA, which is pretty decent. It's fairly fast-paced, fairly balanced. I like it a lot. But Smite is even more fast-paced because, again, it's third-person. You're at a ground level. Your kills and things like that actually go pretty quick when it comes to other characters, especially once you get past, like, level 10. And it's just most of my games have been averaging anywhere from 20 to 25, 30 minutes, somewhere in that range, which is way fast. Like any of the Dota matches I've been doing, unless Dota's changed a lot, has been around 35 to 45 minutes long. And it feels like the pacing on Dota, because you just sit behind a creep so long,
yeah,
ends up taking a lot longer. It just feels more slow paced. I don't know if there is about Dota 2. I got plenty of copies. Again, if people want to write me in or write into the show, I'll give a free copy away.
Of which one?
Dota 2. You want a copy, Scott?
Sure, I've got the free time.
Well, if you really want one, I'm swimming in copies right now.
It would be cool, but I know that I won't have the time to do much about it till spring.
Well, if anybody else wants one, and if I have one by then, I'll give you one, Scott. But I want to save them until my listeners get some, too. Will give away
this
a copy.
That's definitely the way to do that.
I got about 10 copies left right now. So, and for people that have been long-time betting users, I've been a very long-time betting user, and it's not a bad game. Don't get me wrong. It's just my play style ends up being faster paced. I got a lot of ADD, and I can play RPGs and things like that because the story keeps me engaged. Or the 80, or the OCD side of it keeps me really engaged. But with MOBAs, because there's not a lot of the OCD and a lot of the story, I need the action to keep me engaged. And that's the thing that Dota is kind of missing from Smite. Smite's free to play. There's a rotating cast of 5 characters right now. You can play just jumping in, which is totally worth it. But yeah, been having a ton of fun with that. Been playing a lot of Anubis, getting used to his nuances. He's a ranged mage DPS. Shoots out these like weird, like blue, looks like blue fireballs is what it looks like. But he also has like an attack where it's a bunch of arms come up from the ground and slow down attackers and do damage.
So he's got a
Plague Breath, which is a cone based AOE with Locust, which is really cool. And he's got a something called Mummify, which he shoots out like this. It looks like a web. But he shoots out this white stream of bandages, basically.
You better fix this quick.
Specify, but it's good because it stuns the target for 2 seconds.
I've been stunned too. I've had a stream of white stuff hitting me in the face.
And then you can hit him with the grasp, and at the same time hit him with the death gaze. And the death gaze is his ultimate, and it's basically he does this like laser beam from his eyes that kills things really quickly, which I just fucking love. But I've been
so Superman sex offender.
Something like that.
That's kind of what I just got.
But I've been doing that, and then I've really been getting used to. I've been using Odin, but who's the other guy I've been using? The drunk god. What's his name? The god of pleasure and gluttony and.
Oh, Dionysus? Bacchus?
No, Bacchus.
Same guy.
Okay. Yeah. Dionysus, is that the Roman version?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Bacchus, Roman, Dionysus, Greek.
Okay. So yeah, it's Bacchus in this one. And Bacchus has a big club it's a big piece of meat. Which is pretty fucking cool.
So he's beating you with a turkey leg, basically?
It looks like a bear leg. I mean, it's fucking huge. It's like a turkey leg that's like 4 times oversized. It's a meat club.
It's a roast raptor leg.
So he has that for his melee beatdown attack.
What?
Oh, I thought you were writing it. I was like, really?
Oh, no.
Roast raptor leg. Never mind. Okay.
He also has a jug of wine in the other, and the more drunk you get, you can take a swig of wine, and it ups your defenses by 50% for like 3 or 4 seconds. So, and then you can keep upping this, and the more drunk that you get, the more damage you mitigate, like in general, and you also do more powerful attacks. So he's got this big ass belly flop attack, which is real fun. He's got a belch that when you're like super drunk also stuns and slows them. At the same time, on top of doing damage, and then his basic act does a fuck ton of damage.
Nice. So of course they made him the drunken master.
Kind of. He's kind of a tanky character. Like you can use him to harass the enemy and kind of lead your troops, kind of thing.
You know, it's funny because I couldn't decide if I was interested in Smite, but what you're describing now makes me want to fucking play that.
Graphically, it's a lot. It's very cel shaded, so it looks a lot like kind of like Borderlands kind of art style. Very cartoony, but very well done. So Bacchus is also obviously very awesome. Also, Odin is freaking awesome. He's Odin, due to with like the fucking horned helmet, and he's wearing like boy shorts, which is weird as fuck. And carrying a big ass sword, like he is like the epitome of beefcake gay. Like he's just, but he's fucking awesome, and he does like a leap attack, which is really fucking cool. He does this attack where he can ring people in a ring of spears, so that you can fuck them up. So your ultimate is you ring people in this area of spears. They can't move outside of that ring, and they're immune to stun effects. You go in there and start whipping ass, which is really fucking fun.
Wow.
And then he's got like a rally the troops kind of thing. So for your creep that's moving up with you, you can rally them, make them tougher, and then of course make yourself a little bit tougher and your allies a little bit tougher. So it's really fast paced. Again, Odin, Bacchus, and Anubis are definitely my favorites so far. But
damn it, that sounds good.
Yeah, and it's fucking free, man. I mean, if you really want to spend money on characters, that's fine, especially while it's still in premium beta stage like it is right now. It's pretty much ready to go live.
Yeah, I remember watching that when it was on the way out. We used to talk about it when it was in early dev.
It's been going around for a while.
Yeah, because I mean...
Actually, you might have brought it up on this show at one point, didn't you?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We were talking about it on here ages ago,
like
more than 18
months
ago. Yeah, like a year and a half ago. We were talking about it then because they were... Oh, damn it. What else did that same studio put out?
Tribes Ascend.
That was it.
Yeah.
That got us onto it was Tribes Ascend, and that was just this side thing they were working on, and honestly, I'm starting to think that's more interesting.
Tribes is really fast-paced, too, but I have a hard time aiming with as fast-paced as that is.
Tribes is ridiculous. It's almost as ridiculous as the original Tribes. A friend of mine that played Tribes 1 and 2 goes, it's not the same. I'm going, I'm glad!
You're still like going down slopes and accelerating and then making crazy jumps. And
I was going to say, because I've played Tribes 2 and I fucking got destroyed. There was nothing I could ever do that had any hopes of surviving. Because everybody else had been playing it for years and they memorized this enormous fucking array of key mapping. And so there wasn't a thing I could do that they couldn't fucking trump three different ways. So I just died. I would show up and die. And
there's a lot of, like, it's just all about leading your targets. And if you're really good at leading your targets, you'll probably be good at Tribes, but it's really fast-paced.
Well, I don't even know if it's really always about leading your targets, because that thing, it is in part, I don't know, because I haven't gotten, I suck at Tribes Ascend. I've tried it, and I like it, but I just die a lot.
I like the concept, too, but I get so frustrated.
Exactly.
I'm not very good at it.
Yeah, I just die a shit ton. You know the saddest thing?
What's that?
I had beta to MechWarrior Online, and when it was ongoing, I was bedridden, so I couldn't fucking do anything.
Oh. Speaking of that, we could probably get into that sometime.
We should. Jeff is in it, and I keep forgetting, but I just keep, like, I always forget until it's too late because it's, you know, it's actually web. It's a browser game of the angriest order.
Well, I'm pretty much free now, Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. I got to work a little bit during that time frame, but
we'll have to see. Well, remind me, fucking remind me, and get me to do this then.
So there's that. I've been playing a lot of Path of Exile.
Yeah.
Still kind of recapping from last week. We've gotten through Act Two. I've actually been playing on hardcore mode with one of my friends, Chad, from work.
Okay.
And hardcore is just like it is in Diablo 3. Well, just like it is in the fact that it's permadeath, so you don't want to die.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Which is really tough as a melee character. So I said, fuck melee, and I went ranger. And the ranger has a AoE attack that's just, you shoot a bunch of arrows in air that come down in a group. So, which is really fun. But me, him, and his brother played, and they played two rangers and a mage, basically. To explain to you, Scott, it's basically what Diablo 3 should have been. And what I mean by that is this got a skill tree that is just ridiculous. Like, you could be a shield and sword-bearing mage if you really wanted to. You basically start off, if you're a mage, you start off in a mage area of skills and abilities. And all of your abilities are determined by gems, so you can pick up any ability you want. But all of, like, you get plus 10 to intelligence, or plus 8 to melee one-handed, or plus 1 to melee two-handed, whatever. You know, like, those kinds of skills are in the skill tree. So you'll start off on the magey side of things, but you can connect and go right and go over the warrior side of things if you want to at about level like 15 or something.
Nice.
So it gives a lot of freedom to the people that want to play their character however the hell they want. Now, there are cookie cutter builds.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there are, but
honestly, at this point, I went with the ranger and I went elemental damage plus high dex and high health because I was playing hardcore and I wanted to survive. But, yeah, we played for probably about 6 hours on Friday, like just going through and grinding the hell out of it. And it's pretty cool. I mean, all the maps are random, like completely random. You go into an area, that's random. You go into a dungeon, that's random. It's got some story, and I mean, it's narrated and everything else. It's a little bit less story-based than Diablo. And the fact that you're just a prisoner that crashed on an island, and then here you go, it's a big dungeon grind.
Honestly, I don't know if I care if it's got less story than Diablo.
Graphically, it's a little bit more on the realistic side, even though it's still kind of cartoony. Things look a lot more evil, I think. Things look a lot less cartoony.
Really?
Definitely not the Blizzard art style. But, again, free game, in beta, no more character wipes at this point. You really should play it. The only thing that you get from money is different characterizations for your character, so you can get like a special aura or glow or pets or whatever. But it's really a full-fledged game, even though there is this free-to-play stigma. It started off on Kickstarter, made $1.5 million, and they said, okay, we'll make it free-to-play and let people make some microtransactions on the side. We figure everybody will spend a little bit of money, we'll make extra money. We already got 200,000 people playing, and so you know, that's how they've been supporting it, which to me is totally fine. It's such a small dev team at this point. It's not Diablo where they got a team of 300 people doing it. You know, it's a team of like 15 people that make this game.
Nice.
So they can pretty much afford to do it this way and keep it real, really. But I honestly enjoy it way more than Diablo 3. And it's just because of the skill system. The skill system is so much better. And it doesn't feel like you got to replay it so many times for it to get hard or get fun, you know?
Really?
Yeah, I've been ragging on Diablo 3 really hard the last few months.
Diablo 3...
I know you haven't necessarily been keeping up, but I mean, me and Trent kind of decided it was kind of our biggest letdown of the year.
Yeah, and you're not the only ones. I kind of got the same way.
We thought so much about it. We thought this was going to be like one of the best games in the last 10 years.
Fuck yeah. And I was ready to be like, yeah, and then it came out and went, that's actually kind of dumb.
It was just, again, the restrictions on the skill systems are what killed it for me.
Yeah.
Over-streamlining that game killed it.
Yeah. So, Holly, what do you think about all this?
I have no idea. I haven't played any of it.
So we'll get to one last game here before we go to a break.
So I concur with everything.
She agrees. Sure, totally. What she said.
Yeah.
Meh, girl.
Meh.
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 So the last one that I've been playing has been Don't Starve.
Yeah. Okay.
Matt actually gifted it to me. He got a copy of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess if you pre-order it now, you basically get access to the demo, or the beta, and then you get a copy for your friend. So Matt was like, oh, you should play this game, or whatever. So me and him played some of that. He actually streams, he's been streaming a lot on Twitch TV.
Yeah, is that what that was about?
Yeah, so Matt...
Because it was really awesome watching him surf the web.
Oh yeah, that one time playing Secret World.
That was funny.
But yeah, occasionally I've been PC gaming with him. I've been doing it on Twitch TV. I've actually thought about just doing every time I PC game, just throwing it on Twitch TV.
It's not a bad idea.
But it records everything you say, too. So, we figure out how to change audio channels so it's a little bit less personal. But,
it's amazing how often I yell pig fucker when I'm playing video games.
Right. But, yeah, so Don't Starve is an interesting game. It's kind of like Minecraft, and you'd probably like the hell out of this, Ollie.
Probably.
Because it's very much getting
balls deep into that one too.
It's very survival based. So you start off as a guy, and you can unlock extra characters. I just unlocked a chick, but the guy basically, it looks very Tim Burton-y. Like that's the only way I can kind of describe it. It's got a unique art style, but it looks very like 19.
Like claymation.
No, just in that style. Like the guy has like huge hair. He looks like Edward Scissorhands, kind of.
Okay.
But anyways, so they start you off this character, and it all looks very hand-drawn, and starts off talking to you and saying, don't starve, make it through the first night, and so you go around and start picking up supplies. So I know that I got to pick up twigs and flint to make an axe, and that axe will chop down trees, and it's all in a 2D perspective, so it's not like Minecraft. You're not building a shelter, per se.
Yeah.
But you got to get enough trees to make a fire. You need to get food in order to cook to survive, because you're gonna get hungry and die. And then you got to make the fire right before night hits, or the Gru will take you. So
the Gru. The fuck is the Gru?
It's something in the middle of the night that kills you. Yeah, I didn't. I should have looked it up. I know that's something. Is it from Hansel and Gretel, or is it from that same kind of like?
I'm gonna look it up.
It seems like something very Germanic.
Keep talking. I'll find out.
So anyways, in the middle of the night, if you don't get the fire up, I've realized the Gru will take you. And what that means is you take a shitload of damage and you hear a bunch of crazy shit and then you die. So you got to stay within that light ring of the fire when it's night. And it's only night for about a quarter of the time in your little day clock. So after that, you go around foraging for supplies, and then you can kind of set up a base camp. Like, so go find some rocks, make a pickaxe to dig up rocks, and use those rocks to make a better campfire. And then a science machine, and then an alchemy lab, and you keep researching things. Like, I have a beefalo hat right now, which lets me...
You what?
Instead of a buffalo, it's a beefalo. And what it is they poop all over the place, and they use the poop to fertilize your crops. So, or you can kill them for their meat. Or you can kill really anything for the meat. There's a lot of jackalopes all over the place, and you can kill the jackalopes for the meat if you can catch them. One of the first things you can make is a trap. But there's also all sorts of enemies. There's all sorts of these really crazy, like, I think they call them stilt birds. These really, really, really big birds with really long, spindly legs that'll, like, peck you and kill you. Or there's spiders, like, tons and tons and tons of spiders all over the place. They really aren't that hard to kill. They're just hard to kill early on.
Yeah.
There's these crazy tentacle monsters in the swamps that will, like, tentacles will shoot out of the ground and, like, fucking stab you and kill you. And they're really, really tough.
That's a bitch.
And there's all sorts of other little creatures all over the place. But
man, you are tired. You're like, yeah, that sounds horrible.
But it looks like
it's awful. They just shoot up out of the ground out of nowhere.
But it's like Minecraft in that these are all randomly generated, so like it has biomes kind of like Minecraft does.
Yeah.
So you'd be walking around, and all of a sudden it's like the plains, or all of a sudden it's a swamp, or, you know, it kind of works that way. But it's incredibly difficult. Like, I haven't really been watching that many guides. I've been trying to keep it real and trying to, like, figure the game out legitimately for myself. And I can't get any further than about day 13 before something kills me because I get too greedy.
How long does it take you to normally get to day 13?
Every night takes about 5 minutes, so 5 minutes times 13.
So that'd be 65 minutes.
65 minutes.
Yeah, 65.
So a little better than an hour.
But you're also, I'm not taking into account the amount of time the day is, so I think each day is probably about 20 minutes long, maybe? So I'm getting a decent amount of game time out of it. I've got about 12 hours worth of game time so far.
So I found a bit on the GRU. Took me a minute to actually get the spelling right.
Is it G-R-U-E?
Correct. The GRU is now, according to Wikipedia, because no one really had an answer on it apart from referencing Don't Starve.
Yeah.
Or getting the old Mad Magazine comic character GRU the Wanderer.
Is it something Germanic?
No, actually. A GRU is a fictional predator that dwells in the dark. The word was first used in modern times as a fictional predator in Jack Vance's Dying Earth universe, described as being part ocular bat, part unusual hoon, and part man. The fuck is a hoon? Now I have to go look that shit up.
Well, also, it's weird how this game works, because there's different things that will generate, like, super monsters that'll kill you. So you can chop down a shitload of trees, and what'll happen is a giant int will attack you after a while.
Okay.
You can kill a shitload of jackalopes, and a Krampus will attack you.
Krampus, as in, like, the Christmas demon?
Yeah.
Yay!
Now
I need to go get this.
It's very, like, it's a Canadian game, but, like,
everything. Oh, well, never mind.
But it's based on, like, it's based on how you treat your environment, basically. So, like, I guess they want you to be vegetarian, but, I mean, you could chop down so many trees and things are going to happen, you know, like the ant's going to kill you.
Oh, my God. I don't need a fucking lifestyle agenda in my video game.
You can cook the
I love it. Every time you slay an animal, the game stops and silently judges you.
Well, it is. I think at one point, like, and the game changes.
A progress bar of judging.
The game kind of changes as it goes, I guess, because it's still in beta stage. But honestly, I haven't been able to last long enough for it to, you know, affect my total overall game. But I mean, I've read things of people lasting like more than 100 days, like, which. At that point, I'd have some kind of spectacular base camp with walls and things set up. Like, there's these pigs that you can befriend. You befriend them by giving them meat, and they'll come with you and attack stuff and chop down trees with you. And
so they're kind of like the wolves in Minecraft.
Like, it reminds me of, like, Hansel and Gretel, like, old school meets, like, Minecraft. But it looks like a picture book. Like, it has the sea, and it looks like cardboard cutouts moving back and forth. Like,
that's
it's
awesome.
I think you would probably love it, Holly. But it's a...
Don't Starve?
Don't Starve.
Yeah.
Trent actually talked about it a little bit a few episodes back. Just talking about the open beta stage of the game. But yeah, it comes out in March. I want to say like March 13th or something like that. But mid-March, it should be actually the official release date of it. But you can still buy it and actually play it right now.
Yeah.
So, which is pretty damn cool. But yeah, maybe I'll Twitch that. And live do some live streams when I'm doing PC gaming or something.
Nice.
So that's really all I got for games, and I think we've been going long enough. We need a break.
Probably.
Do you feel like a break, Holly?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should do a break.
Okay. So we're gonna do a break.
We'll be back here very shortly.
Yep.
Listen to music.
Breaky break.
Short break.
It wasn't really long. We've had longer.
I know, we've had hour plus breaks, but
I've had better.
Yeah, but
sexually.
Sexually.
Yeah. You like how I sound like a man? I feel like I do.
You don't really sound like a
man.
You don't have a raspy voice. You didn't go sexually.
Yeah, you
sexually.
Sexually. No.
Now you just sound ridiculous.
That's right. I'm gonna say there's.
I normally do.
I was gonna say I don't think there's any way you could possibly actually sound like a dude. I mean, is this an objective? Are you wanting to try?
She's always wanted a dick.
I've heard her for a while now. I've heard her argue. I'm pretty sure she's got one.
Did you hear me? Okay.
I heard you.
I'm sorry. What was it?
I'm about choked. Am
I
saying?
I know I have wanted some dick for a while now. I'm just kidding. I don't.
Nice.
He liked it.
I wonder what that was. I was like going, fuck, that wasn't that funny. No wonder.
It was just subtle.
That was good.
So, back from our break, we have some news. Not talking about the city of anything at this point.
Nah,
or putting together computers or file transfers or anything else.
Or formats.
Or anything else that would totally get us completely sidetracked on what you should do. All that.
I love how he's just like gonna basically just hint at everything we just went over in on break.
But
because they're gonna give two shits about this.
No, they're not gonna give two shits about this.
They should.
What they could give two shits about though is our question.
Oh.
Or we're gonna go ahead and throw that out there.
Yeah. Why don't we? I'm just gonna throw it in there early.
Whatever.
Yeah,
okay.
Do it. Go for it.
All right.
Get him, Tiger.
All right. Speaking of, you know what's funny as you said that? At work, I got a lot of good rapport with my employees, and like I bought like a whiteboard so I could post where they were at and things like that, because we deal with a lot of metrics. And I asked them, I was like, my handwriting sucks. I need somebody to put what I need, draw me a form, and then do whatever you want. I was like, you know, it just needs to look professional. And so one of the agents on my team, she does all her own tattoos, and she's a really good, like, graphic artist. Like, she just thinks of things and things happen. She's really, really talented. And so I automatically kind of picked her. I was like, you probably got good handwriting, right? I mean, you come here with a new tattoo you did last week, like, every day. Or every week, I would see something else that she's done on her sleeve that she's working on. And she's got two sleeves going right now. So I was like, all right, I think you probably got good handwriting. So she does it, and then she gets bored, and she comes up to me and she's like, so I was going to do something really feminine, but she's like, I figured you didn't like leopard print, so I drew you a tiger.
What?
So on mine it says like Team Nos, and there's a big fucking tiger on there with red eyes. I was like,
wow.
I was like, that's fucking awesome. And we come up with team names because we compete against each other to help drive, you know, morale and things like that.
Yeah.
And I had to take over Casey's old team, and they were calling it the Dub Bears. And
Dub Bears?
Dub Bears. That's totally Casey.
Yeah,
yeah,
that is Casey.
Yeah, it is.
We were going to change the name. She suggested we change it to the Loch Ness Monsters.
That's awesome.
So, that's awesome. So she was drawing something else for that, and I was like, that's fucking cool.
Loch Ness Monsters.
The
Prognosticators.
Nice. Well, my name's easy to fuck around with like that.
I was going to say, I still am mad that there isn't a single game that you've got a tank that you haven't just named Nos Tank.
Secret World.
Oh, really? Okay, there we go. Finally, thank you.
Nos Tank, yeah. He's a tank.
Right.
he wields a hammer, and he's going to be a paladin of sorts.
So our question.
Ball. Thank you.
I was about to say.
If Scott has rain man, something's fucking wrong. We asked, I don't even have it pulled up, I'm horrible. We asked on the social networks, if you were going to be an RPG class, what would you be? And so Scott, since you didn't answer it, what would you be?
An RPG class? Ranger.
Ranger? Why
probably.
Is that?
Well, I like killing things from a distance. Less
well, you're,
messy for me.
You're my psychic sniper.
That's right. Brain rapist.
Brain rapist. Tiltcast, we're making rape funny again.
That's right. I'm sorry, I got attacked.
Again.
I got attacked by that basic thing from John, and it was horrible. I lost control of half my
didn't
team.
Didn't John do the same thing I did? He made a group of friends into a team.
Yeah, you're on my team already, but I can't get the nationality to change. But I changed the name, but I think you might be, like, you don't look that Caucasian.
Like, very Asian?
Kind of. I did the best I could.
That's all right.
I'm going to have to just go back through and customize it better later on.
You're really white and really blonde in mine. If you look at my pictures, I got pretty close. I got pretty close.
You got pretty damn close. You did.
It was easiest with you because the face on him looked kind of similar to you.
Yeah, if
your hair was longer when it was fluffy.
Yes. No, it's totally true. Well, it will be again eventually, just not right now.
Until you get the scooter fro.
Holly's got the not giving a shit face going on over
there. Well, no, I'm trying to think of what game did you make the little Holly badge?
Torchlight 2.
Okay.
That was the shit and a half. I loved that. I sat there and I was like, I can get a badger for a pet. That motherfucker is lethal, by the way.
I didn't see, like, the first time I looked at it, it was on my phone or something, so it was really small. I was looking at it, and I was just seeing the actual character, and I was like, doesn't look anything like me. And then I would look at it, like, I looked at it a few hours later, and I was like, I don't understand this. I'm so confused. And then a little bit later, I saw the badger on the bottom, and I was like, oh.
Yep.
And now I get it.
I named the badger Holly, but I made the character look as much like you as I could, which really didn't work, because there's not a lot you can do for it. Just change the hair. It's blue-black.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, thanks for noticing my hair, douchebags. Not you.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't count in this, because I noticed anyway.
Was it black?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
That's the saddest part. I actually did notice, but I just figured it's been that way for a while, and I just didn't know.
No. Last time they saw me, it was all pink.
Oh, fucking Christ.
Holly, it changes so much.
Yeah, and the time before that, well, no, the time before that was still pink, but before that it was, like, purple. And then before that was blue.
Yeah, and I never got to see the blue.
There are pictures.
That's not the same thing.
Well, it's not going to be blue again for a while.
I gather.
That was way too much upkeep.
Yeah, no, I
had to do my
I
hair, like, every 3-4 days.
No, I'm not surprised. So, yes, no, that's the other one. Yeah, Torchlight 2, by the way, is actually quite fun.
Yeah, I like Torchlight
2. I like it a lot better than Torchlight 1.
Torchlight 2 and Path of Exile, both better than Diablo 3.
Yes.
And both quite
cheaper.
It is!
And her character, Marauder, I think they're called? Yeah, that is a good class. I enjoy the shit out of that.
I roll Engineer.
The Engineer is the other one I want to do, but I'm having fun playing her. It's the only way to say it, because everything about the Marauder kind of makes me think if Holly were allowed to have guns.
The Marauder's the one that has the pistols.
The pistols, yeah, she's a gunslinger, and so I've got her running around in there, but then the Badger is the pet, and I named it Holly. And that motherfucker is deadly. You would be proud. That thing has taken down mid-sized targets all by herself.
Awesome.
Yeah, I have a ferret.
Yeah, the ferret, a fucking leather cap with goggles. I'm like, an aviator ferret.
Looks perfect with my engineer. That's why I got the ferret.
Oh, he does. No, you're right.
But anyway, so going back to the question.
Yes. I would totally have to play something like a ranger or, well, if I were allowed the Marauder, fuck, I'll do that.
So we got a few responses. Speaking of dub bearers, Casey says, gunman, but not a tank. Gunman, I don't know if that's a class. I guess it could be a ranger.
Ranger, or sniper.
Sniper, maybe. Samantha says, red mage. Going real classic. See, Josh says, tabletop or video game occurring. Scott McFadden says, menial labor psychopath. John says, from Carousel, engineer / bard possibly should have imagination for those classes. Caleb says, I'd want to be a badass rogue, but I'd probably be that really obnoxious character that's in almost every JRPG that's intended to be used for comedic relief, but really serves no other purpose than to get his party in all kinds of trouble with his random shenanigans. Agreed. Agreed. Stephen K. says, Shadow Knight. Also very fucking cool. And that's all we had for responses on that. I think we might have some in email, but I'm just going to go through the email separately. We'll do our regular question after this.
Okay, sounds good.
So I'm going to go through email, and then we'll get back to the question.
You fucked up.
Yeah, that's beta invite. God damn it.
Way to go. This technological mishap brought to you by...
I'm not very good with touchpads. I like a regular mouse. There we go.
Justin has a bad touch.
I do have a bad touch. It's my mittens.
Is your cat making too much noise?
Your cat making too much noise?
You need kitten mittens.
You ever seen that?
Yeah.
Always Sunny? Yeah, that's awesome. All right, so I'm going to go with Ian first, and then I'll go with Moonpier, who we wished a happy birthday.
Yeah.
Ian says, to the nasty one, the Trent Show, and that dubstep dancing badger who doesn't give a shit. Welp, it happened. The one game I was excited about being held up, which means that THQ has let me down for the last time. So I'm assuming he's talking about, is he talking about Darksiders or?
Any number of titles, really.
Yeah, because THQ kind
of shit. Tanked. They did Wheel. They made a Wheel of Fortune game. In fact, they made two of them.
Yeah, but they also, they've done some good stuff.
Yeah, but it's still fucking Wheel of Fortune, really? And pro wrestler games.
I heard the pro wrestler games are actually pretty good.
Pro wrestling fans like them.
Says on a positive note, at least we have a pant load of badass comic book movies in the works. Is there one that you are most or least really excited about? I can't stop looking up information on Days of Future Past because of Wolverine beating the crap out of the Sentinels on the big screen. Love the cast, Ian. Scott, you're more the expert than the rest of us.
God, I don't know. Right now, I'm hedging my bets on all comic book movies right now for the simple fact that we've done so many that we're
about to saturate the market.
No, we're overdue for a shitty rendition. Because you figure that the Iron Man movies have all been good, even though Iron Man 2 went off message really bad
Iron
for a
Man
while.
Iron Man 3 looks like it's going to be the shit.
It does. We've got Winter Soldier on the way, and it looks really fucking good for what I know about it. We've got more X-Men stuff coming out. We've got the Wolverine stuff that may or may not kick ass, and that one kind of scares me.
That last standalone wasn't that great.
Yeah, and the thing is that they were actually reaching off to do... they were taking Wolverine to Japan, which puts us back in the original four-issue comic for it. And
Kick-Ass 2.
What?
Kick-Ass 2.
Oh, yeah. Trent came out for Kick-Ass 2 on that one.
Looks like nothing but awesomeness.
I'm afraid of all of them. I'm afraid of all of them, but it does look good so far. Mm-hmm. I love how he stopped everything. He's got all this important shit to do. He still came out for that one. He's got his priorities worked out. You gotta at least say that.
We do have Superman coming out.
Looks remarkably good, actually.
No, because it's. I don't mean no in a bad way. I'm stopping you to agree with you. It's done by Zack Snyder, isn't it?
Yes, but it was written by Christopher Nolan's brother in part. And Christopher Nolan is the producer, with Zack Snyder being co-producer with him on it.
See, Zack Snyder, he did...
Sucker Punch, 300.
Sucker Punch wasn't that great.
I actually enjoyed the shit out of it. But the thing is that I knew it was going to be just a dropout fantasy thing.
No, there's so much more that they could have done with it. Like, it was such a great idea, and they just didn't go their full potential like they should have.
I think it would have made even less sense. Because, I mean, the whole thing was a matter of fleeting seconds in her head just before she gets lobotomized.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that concept's kind of cool. But Zack Snyder definitely has potential, though.
The Watchmen. That's the other thing he's done.
Okay, and I love The Watchmen.
See, the way I look at it is this. Zack Snyder...
I've watched the extended cut like four times.
Yeah. Zack Snyder captures the atmosphere and the looks better than damn near anybody else. The acting, kind of not. Depends on the moment in the movie. The writing, he should probably kind of just shy away from that. Because when he's writing this stuff, it's a bit weird. Sucker Punch.
Yeah.
Whereas he did not write 300. He did not write Watchmen. And those all came out great. 300, I love the shit out of.
I can watch 300 over and over and
exactly.
over.
And he caught the acting pretty well in that, but he didn't write it, so he was able to dedicate himself to it. And now, looking at Superman Man of Steel, I for once give a shit about a Superman story.
I haven't given a shit about Superman in like 25 years.
Even as a child, I wasn't that impressed. I literally like, ooh, it looks neat, and then I saw Lex Luthor and went, this is dumb.
I still don't like Superman, but the movie looks good.
The movie looks great, and they also made him more practical in certain areas, which is that weird thing that the Nolans always do. They force their superhero characters into practicality within a range. just like Superman apparently has a bit of a complex about being so overpowered, which is always my thing that I always hated, going, you know, you've got that much ability.
I wonder if they're
going
to do the whole thing like they did in the old school comics where he's just leaping instead of flying.
I don't think so. Well, no, in fact, I know not. Because if you watch the trailer, actually there are three trailers now, but there's the second one, the first long one they did. You see him out on, you know, out in Antarctica. So he's out there at the Fortress of Solitude, but he walks out into the middle of the ice and he kneels down on one knee and he clenches his fist, and you watch all these little bits of ice and debris start to collect up and orbit around his fist. And I immediately made the joke that, holy shit, Superman is a Super Saiyan. And he just literally makes a fist and boom! Just straight up shot, and you watch, and Snyder went so far as to actually do the moisture in the air compressing around him in a ring as he's breaking the sound barrier.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
He, boom, just straight up flying, and he's just rocketing off. I think he's actually straight up flying.
See, it's from that I actually inferred that. I thought maybe he was just jumping from point to point kind of thing.
Maybe, but I don't think so. Okay. I think he's actually straight up flying, which is really more proper Superman at this point, for
sure.
Yeah,
that's true. I hope they do it that way.
Yeah, but we're also ensuring that there's a lot of technology involved. Have you seen Zod?
No, I haven't seen Zod.
Dear God.
Even before Zod.
The guy that they got, to play him, as an actor, doesn't look like he would have been able to do it at all. He just has a kind of high, he looks like he would never ever want to have an argument with you. He would just be like, I'm sorry, and leave the room. But he's actually fucking spooky in this, the few scenes of him I've seen. But he has fucking body armor and a gigantic goddamn gun and ships.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's Kryptonian fucking ships.
Damn.
Are going to turn up. Watch the trailer, because you actually see one of them come down, and I think he's actually coming down at the Kent farm looking for Clark. And it's also weird that Kevin Costner is going to be Pa Kent, but it works so far. What I've seen.
He's at the right age at this point.
He is, but he also, they gave his character more purpose and more function, because he was afraid of Clark's capabilities. He caught on early, and so he made sure that Clark had a complex about it. And I think we just made Trent giggle in the other room. Is that what I just heard?
No, that was a beep.
A beep outside.
Oh, it actually sounded like Trent go,
beep. That was a beep outside.
Okay, well, never mind then. I like it better that it actually got Trent to make a little pooping noise.
I don't think Trent would ever eep. Eep.
I know of a couple of cases where it could have possibly happened. none that I will ever actually...
Ball. Ball. Call from the other
He doesn't want it. Doesn't want it.
So...
No, I think I'm helpful about that one, because it looks right, and it looks like a moving comic book. Trent's big, obviously, on Kick-Ass 2. I'm still a little worried about it, but it's already gone off canon with the comic book, so I don't care. It will probably still be good, and I'll probably still dig it. The others, I'm just going to have to wait on, because I am getting nervous that we haven't had one bomb yet. Only The Last Wolverine bombed, but...
I was going to say, if our listeners want to hear more about it, I'm sure you on the carousel and John are going to be covering the shit out of that when stuff comes out, right?
John's been going, yeah, we've been covering it on and off. Basically, honestly, I've been so busy, I haven't really contributed a ton over there either. So I do what I can, but really, no one wants to hear about the shit I have been doing. So, I mean, that's all there is to it. And I can't even discuss some of it because it's, you know, confidentiality clauses and bullshit. So,
yeah, it sounds like me and jury duty.
Yeah, well, it's equivalently the same thing. I had to tell a guy, look, you now have a federal offense level case. You need to quit talking to me and talk to these people. Go talk to them now. And he still wanted to talk to me. So, you know, it's that bad. And ball, yes.
So anyways, moving along, I think we kind of established, Ollie, you're looking forward to Iron Man.
Yeah. Kick-Ass.
Trent's looking forward to Kick-Ass. I'm looking forward to Man of Steel.
I'm looking forward to Kick-Ass as well, though.
Well, I am too.
I'm looking forward to both Superman, Man of Steel, and Iron Man 3.
Looking forward to all these, but I really want to see a proper Superman movie. DC Comics, it seems like there's been so much emphasis on Batman in the last 20 years.
Well, it's because Batman is the only one that they've ever managed to make work. Even when they didn't do it well, it still did better than these others. I mean, look at Green Lantern. Green Lantern, they spent so many years working on that, only for it to still not go over right.
I just wonder, are they going to come out with a Justice League movie?
It is still slated forward. They push it out to 2015 or 16.
Are they going to make a movie with Flash?
It's been in pre-production for over a year.
Okay.
I don't know if they are going to deliver on it, because they also had a Wonder Woman movie in pre-production that they killed.
That's going to be boring.
At one time, Joss Whedon was supposed to direct it and write it. But they pissed him off, screwed him over, and he left, and now he's in charge of Marvel, and now Warner Brothers is kind of afraid.
So, with that all being said, if you guys want to hear more about that, probably our Elseworlds people or probably our Carousel people will definitely be involved.
Yeah, we've been bouncing around on it a bit. I can force John into doing an after-hour session and dedicate to it. We're supposed to do one on some of the stuff we're talking about tonight anyway as well, so there'll be more on that.
On what?
Was that?
We're going to do some of the Steam stuff.
Oh, you mean with more on the Linux stuff?
Yeah. Well, the whole thing with all the crazy shit Steam, you know, Valve has done in the past month.
Was that all on his email?
Yeah, it was all on his email.
Sweet.
Okay.
So, one comment that I missed because it just came in. Chuck says heels and crowd control.
God, what was that one class
you just deleted Ben's message?
Oh, damn it. What was that one Angel used to do?
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
It was a shaman.
Oh, yeah.
What was that shaman she played?
That was Draenei Shaman, World of Warcraft.
Yeah, but it was a specific kind of shaman.
She played like a melee DPS.
Yeah, because she kept throwing down totems.
As shamans are wont to do.
Yeah, but there was a specific term for her type that no one would ever play, and I don't remember what it was. She buffed everybody, basically.
Oh, crowd support, I guess?
Something. I don't know. I'll have to go ask her at some point.
Wind Fury Totem. I remember that. Anyways.
So, moving along. Hey, Justin. Ball.
Yeah. So, Moonpier writes in.
Happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday again. He says, booze on a school night. Answer to the queue. D&D RPG. He says, Ranger. Agreed with Scott. Western RPG. He says, Thief/Assassin. Sci-fi RPG. Says the biotic type with the chips in the brain and the superpowers. Says killer app though, Adam Jensen, if that's his name. Moon sent for my BlackBerry at wireless device.
I like that you read that, even though it's automatically sent.
I know.
Nice.
And actually, I do that because he writes into another cast and they do the exact same thing. I always thought it was funny.
Okay.
So, sorry, Mackie. I just like copying that because it's funny.
It's a good idea.
It's gonna keep going around. Does he write you guys too sometimes?
Yes, he does.
So you guys should read that too.
I'm never in charge of reading the emails. Someone else always does, and so I miss that part. So
he's getting a hateful message right now.
Is he?
Why?
Because he's cheating on us.
Oh.
Oh, somebody else wrote in.
Really? Who else?
David D says Rogue. They're just going to keep coming in as we're doing the show.
As it kind of happens like that. So what did he
do? I don't want to leave anybody else.
What did he do?
Did one of those... No, that was something
else. You just said he... Did he...
I said Rogue.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I didn't catch that part. Yeah, okay.
So anyways...
So is that all the stuff we got on all that?
That's all we got on the question. So we're moving along to our question this week. I got to think about how we're going to phrase this. Basically, we got Super Bowl coming up. We got the 49ers versus the Ravens, which I had to look up on Wikipedia because I'm lame.
I didn't know.
49ers actually made it through?
You can tell how many sports I play.
Honestly, I don't know who I'm more surprised by. The Ravens made it or the 49ers? You don't hear about either of them that much now.
I know a lot of people are going to crucify me over the fact that I didn't know who was in the fucking Super Bowl. And the reason is because I'm answering this question. The question is, what are you doing on Super Bowl Sunday? Are you going to game through it? Or are you going to watch the Super Bowl?
Yep.
I'm not going to do both. It's going to be a free Sunday for me, so I'm going to probably be playing a game.
See, there you go.
I'm going to do neither, but I am going to a Super Bowl party. I want to watch the Super Bowl.
Well, you'll be getting drunk.
I'll be getting drunk. Well, no, I won't be getting too drunk because I'll have to drive all the way back from Claremore to BA.
That's a long ways to drive on Super Bowl Sunday. And
yeah.
You will get pulled over if you...
I was going to say, there
That's
will be stops.
That's why I'm not going to... I'll hang out for a little while, but then I also have Vanessa and I, with our group, have our little burlesque practice.
Sunday. I will probably be doing neither if my days are going to stay the same as they have been.
You got responsibility, huh?
I stupid amounts of shit to do. I'm getting shit done, thank God, but I really hate the fact that I haven't had a lot of time to just sit down and play. It's the only way to phrase it, because it's one thing I really would kind of like to be able to do, and it just hasn't happened.
Why do you do that?
Do
Why do you stress yourself out?
Because I have shit to do, and I'm
shit.
The only motherfucker getting it done. That's why.
Just have fun.
See, I, you know, here's how I have my day structured.
Do you really want the story? No.
So here's my really broad-reaching answer, which may not apply to you and probably won't. The way that I do this, because I have to have some kind of structure in my day to get everything done, is I have so many hours alerted to work, obviously, but when I get home, I have so many things I got to get done. And there's a cutoff time because I know that there's my list is so large that I know that I'm only going to be get done with so much. And to keep myself from going crazy, I cut myself off 2 hours before I go to sleep. And that's me time. And that me time always stays me time. So.
Yep. As in touching yourself.
Masturbation. I
watch a lot of Fringe. I've been catching up a lot on Fringe.
Masturbating.
Fringe.
Wow.
That would be weird.
Would it be?
Fringe.
I have never watched it, but you said
Fringe.
I would like it.
Fringe,
sure
Spank Bank? Wow, really? Okay.
You watch Fringe?
I've seen a few episodes. I never got to actually watch it, and yeah.
It's kind of like
sure
a mix.
It's all on Netflix.
It's actually pretty good from the parts I saw. They
it's
did
J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, well, I'm one of the weird people. I don't really care that much about much of what Abrams does.
That new Star Trek he did was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I liked it, but it wasn't something to keep me like, oh my god, every time I watch it, because I realize Abrams runs on a formula. You can clock the man at about 5 minutes. He can't go more than 5 minutes before something explodes or flashes.
I don't know about that.
Time it. Go back, watch it. You can time. He runs on a five, maybe 7 minutes max, but he literally runs on a fucking on a timer. He can't go past a certain point before something has to go flash. Either shit blows up or it's bright and shiny for a minute.
Well, it's getting your attention, obviously.
Yeah, but I don't need that. I need shit to actually flow with necessity.
What about
He's
Lost?
He's not talking about it.
What about Lost?
Doesn't mean I'm liking it.
What about Lost? Scott,
hold on.
Publicity is good publicity.
Oh, that's absolutely not true.
How many explosions or shiny things were in Lost?
Uh-oh. Try to open the door.
So I'm in there trying to work and I'm listening and you're forgetting something.
Uh-oh.
Super 8.
I never bothered seeing it, so I don't know.
Slowest
You've
movies.
You've never seen it?
No, I have not fucking seen it.
You
what?
Brought Trent onto the show.
That was awesome. He came out for this.
Like 45 minutes in, something finally happens.
I love that. It was the greatest like
yeah.
Throwdown. I don't know because I never fucking saw
Lost,
it.
Lost, there's episodes where nothing happens.
Yeah, but he also wasn't directing all the episodes.
No, but there was that he was on.
The stuff that he had full direction over when
yeah.
It came to Star Trek, yeah, he ran on a fucking timer and it was pissing me off.
On Star Trek.
Now,
I'll get that. I'll
Super
Star
8,
Trek.
Super 8, I don't know.
Then you're talking about Trek?
No, I'm talking about Star Trek. I didn't say about
well,
so, Super
did,
8.
Did he not say that he's on a timer for everything he does? Because
oh,
I can
may
see
have.
Cloverfield.
He
I can
did.
See Cloverfield. I agree.
Cloverfield was also
Within
on a timer.
Within the first 15 minutes, boom, Statue of Liberty's head goes flying down the street. Star Trek, well, you get to watch the entire first ship fucking go down in flames.
Which is funny because that was my favorite it. Part of the whole movie. Was
oh, it's,
the,
awesome.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Chris
yeah.
Pine is an amazing successor to fucking James T. Like, he is a good fit for James
he
T.
Is.
Yeah, but Kirk sucks.
Actually, my
oh,
favorite.
No, he doesn't.
My favorite.
Get out of this
hate
house.
Kirk.
Get out of this house.
Wow.
Damn.
Get out of there. You're throwing
you know,
shit at him.
The one I liked out of the cast, my favorite for that cast, was actually a guy playing Bones. And I always forget his name.
Carl Urban,
yes.
I love that guy. Just
yeah,
Dredd.
He was good.
That was... He was a brilliant...
Dude, him and Red?
Yes.
Bruce, that was fantastic. I loved him and Red. It was great. He's a great actor. He's funny.
He's a very good actor, but he also did a stellar job.
But don't forget Simon Pegg.
Yeah, Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg was fun.
Yeah.
Simon Pegg was a good Scotty.
He's a perfect fucking Scotty.
He was a good Scotty, but still my favorite out of all of that was Carla Urban as Bones.
Yeah, no, he did a good job.
I really liked Zachary Quinto as Spock.
He was a very good Spock.
They cast that movie.
Well, also Kumar is fucking Sulu. Sorry, I don't want to say it too entire, but yeah, Sulu. Yeah, him as Sulu was fantastic
and
as well. He was fun.
Zoe Saldana did make a good Uhuru.
The one young guy, Czech. I can't remember
Chekhov.
His name.
Chekhov.
I can't remember the other movie he's been in that I watched. He was in Fright Night. Fright Night. I think he was the same guy who played the young boy in Fright Night as Chekhov. He did a good job too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we can go back to two out of the three movies that Abrams has directed. He runs on a flash timer.
X-Files, The Truth Is Out There, blew ass. I'm sorry, people. I hated it.
I love the X-Files,
like,
and I don't like
the most recent movie they came out with?
Yeah, the most recent one that J.J.
Abrams
did. I watched it, and I was sitting there with my girlfriend at the time going like, what the fuck happened? She's like, I don't know. Organ swapping? I'm like, what? And then all of a sudden, they swarm the place and rescue Scully. It's the end. I'm like, was the guy a pedophile? I'm just wondering. did they make Billy Connolly a child fucker? That's what I'm still so
upset with X-Files movies, but love the fucking show, and I don't know what the deal is.
Oh, yeah.
I've been
stung
by a bee, now I'm pregnant, and I'm in a coma.
Well, because, like,
that was
the
old one, but still. Yeah.
The movies are just like the TV show, but you have to pay to see them.
Well, they don't have enough time to resolve.
You know what it's also like?
What?
A ball.
Yeah, I gotta go back to work. I just wanted to correct you on Super 8. So, yeah.
Taken, totally.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Watch Super 8 is good.
It's okay.
We're gonna stop it right there. We are gonna say something. One more thing about Abrams, because I want to bring this to attention. Everybody's talking about it. Even my mom texted me, J.J. Abrams is directing the next Star Wars.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
He says Star Wars was the first sci-fi movie to blow his mind. He is actually a second pick because they went for Whedon before him, but it conflicted with his Avengers schedule. So Joss Whedon had to pass on the option, which is a shame because after Serenity, I swore he should do Star Wars. Everything on the Reaver home planet looked like Tatooine. I was like, this is fucking perfect.
He does a good job with sci-fi.
And I thought it would have been ideal, but he does ensemble cast directing and writing, so it would have been great.
But you know what? Those lightsaber battles are going to have some awesome lens flare.
Jesus Christ, there's going to be like right above the hilt of the blade, there's going to be this gigantic fucking corona.
It's going to bleach redness.
No shit. It's gonna break fucking. It's gonna break projectors the world over.
It will burn the dead layer of skin off your body, so you come out clean.
That's right.
So, yeah.
However, I will say this to it: Jar Jar Abrams.
Ugh.
Just because of the Jays.
That's not funny.
I just hope.
Sensitive.
He'll take a note from the fans, and there will be no Jar Jars in there.
Well, it's. I gotta hope not. Now, basically,
and Christian Haydenson should have no part.
Hayden Christensen, you mean?
Whatever.
Yeah, that guy, dude. Okay. All I know about it is that Abrams is. I posted an article actually on the carousel tonight about it. Abrams is not completely sold. The woman that's running Lucasfilm, she's worked with Lucas and Spielberg since E.T. or earlier.
Damn.
She is in charge. And she had to basically talk him into it. He's afraid because it's such a big damn deal. Don't fuck it up, JJ. Don't fuck it up.
He'll do a better job than Lucas.
And he's already feeling the pressure. Well,
the last three films, I think.
I know. There are so many things about it because I've commented about it since I saw the news that Abrams is on. Because I wonder about the thing that, you know, what was it about that 16-year gap that Lucas left us that all the fans refused to tolerate his vision of his goddamn story, that we won't tolerate it? Fuck him. He better make our goddamn movie. Did he make a generation of impertinent little bitches, or was it that far off? And she's trying to say ball.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know, because he's not completely sold on it. I forget her name. She's gone on record and said that she's confident that he'll be there when they start production. What, I think this fall?
Oh, well.
The thing is that they're not making it a firm 2015 date. They want to get it right more than they want to get it out on time.
I'm totally good with that. I asked you is I knew that you'd have a more educated opinion than me. My only opinion was, this has got to be better than Lucas.
It probably will be.
On any level, I can imagine it being better than Lucas.
It's still just big shoes to fill, though.
It is. It's a big thing to fill, because even if you don't count the new trilogy, you've still got to follow Return of the Jedi.
And
Lawrence Kasdan is consulting. He was involved in writing Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi.
Fuck yeah.
He is consulting. He's not actually writing, but he is consulting and giving pointers, which means we may actually keep some of the story arc that he and Lucas had drafted out. Because I don't know what we're going to get, because there was only a rough draft, and it essentially amounted to Episode 7 was a blood hunt. A new republic was formed, and they're pissed off at all the Imperial sympathizers, and we're going on a revenge tactic and attacking him. And there's the ball again. Ollie's got the ball. Okay, fine.
Yes, because we still have to cover news.
Okay, fine.
And I'm sure you guys are going to talk about that forever. I don't have any news.
Okay.
Just going to throw that out there.
All right, so we threw out our question.
Holly doesn't like me. I'll just go.
I like sleep.
She likes sleep.
I'm supposed to be sleeping too. It's just me.
So the news was Super Bowl's happening this Sunday. Some of us don't care.
That's right.
Love me.
I'm not apt to really give too big a shit. I mean,
and it's not. I'm just not a football fan. I was involved in martial arts in high school and weightlifting.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I had my jock points there, but I just wasn't a football guy.
As I say, as soon as I saw Australian rules football, you know, American football holds no fascination at all.
But all of that aside, and Ian's going to kill us for that because he's a football coach.
Oh, well.
Sorry, Ian. I'm just not a football guy.
I'm going to hear about that over on Carousel, too, from him, I'm sure.
Let's see. You've got a long bit of news.
I got a few things, yes. I'll try to be quick about it.
I'm going
to
pull out some quick things then.
Okay.
Warcraft movie update. Director has been signed.
Yes.
And who is that, Scott?
It is David Bowie Jr.
Duncan Jones.
Yep.
Duncan.
Who has done Moon, among other movies.
Yes. Yes, that Moon. Which Trent refuses to let us mention. His name is Duncan.
Apparently this has a shitload of money already associated with it.
Good God, $100 million already promised to the budget for this fucking...
Well, and they pretty much have 13 million dedicated fans that'll see the movie, so I'm sure they'll be okay no matter what the quality is.
I still just wish Blizzard would do a fucking CG movie. I love their animation sequences.
They do killer animation when it comes to CG.
Yeah, hell,
they could do that.
Heart of the Swarm, that trailer they did for that, I want to watch more of that than I want to play the game.
I agree.
Fuck.
I buy the games half the time for cutscenes, and
God,
I can totally YouTube it.
Damn, seriously, that fucking swarm of Zerg running to the city center, I was like, that's perfect.
When does War Z come out?
This summer, and I already don't care.
No, not War Z. War Z is the standalone right now that's already out.
No, the movie.
World War Z? That is a summer release. World War Z is...
Oh, you're talking about the one... Doesn't that have...
Brad Pitt.
The Brad Pitt movie.
It's a PG-13 zombie movie.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck.
It was going to be R, and they decided that they wanted more people to see it, so they parred the movie down somehow to a PG-13 rating.
All I saw was waves of CG zombies.
Yeah.
I'm not cool with that.
And the waves of zombies didn't really look all that good. Were they making the giant human zombie wall?
Yeah, I was like,
It didn't work. No.
Other things that I have, and this is kind of sales news. I bought a Wii finally, but Wii U is not apparently doing as well in sales. They've actually cut down some of their sales estimates. They were going for $5.5 million units for the next fiscal update that just recently came out, and they dropped that down to 4 million Wii U units sold in the U.S.
Are they figuring that as per quarter, or for the half, or the year? We don't know.
Current fiscal year.
Okay.
I was pretty sure it was year, and then he threw me through a loop, and I was like, I better fact check.
I was going to say, because if they're saying $5 million for a quarter, fuck everybody who makes that claim. I don't give a damn who you are. No.
And honestly, I think it's partially due to the economy and things like that. I know for me, it's I'm in a good position because I got a raise and things like that.
Yeah.
And so for me, it wasn't that big a deal, but it's still not, fairly expensive.
Yeah, it's still not moving. Money isn't flowing that well yet, and it's getting better. But also, after the whole thing with the 360 and the Wii and the PlayStation 3, and each of them had their own major issues, I've noticed that the console market has kind of burned out. As far as buyers are going, I'll be honest with you.
I mean, I play so many more PC games right now.
Yeah.
And because of the reason is there's so many more games coming out on PC. Whereas with Wii U, I bought it for two things. I bought it for Zombie U, which I have been playing a little bit of. I showed Holly some of that last week.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
And then I got up Super Mario Brothers U. That's all 2D.
Yeah.
And I, you know, and that's the main reason I got the Wii U, because I wanted to try out those two games. Granted, that's a really hefty price to play for a couple of games.
I know.
But I wanted a new console. I know that Monster Hunter Wii U is coming out. I'm a huge-ass Monster Hunter fan, so of course I'm going to get whatever it's going to come out on, especially since it's going to be in HD.
Yeah, I don't know, because, I mean, the Wii U looks neat, but once I finally learned the specs, I'm actually a little pissed off.
Well,
because it's nowhere near as good as it should be for as long as they dragged ass on it. And what they promised. I mean, yes, if you do efficient code, you can make it outperform what we've seen. But that's really not saying a lot, because that really means that it's just simply going toe-to-toe with everything that's already worn out. So it's not going to have much of a lifespan available to it. It's more of a stopgap measure. They'd better fucking step up. But Sony, there's some rumors going around about a PlayStation 4 now, which already, to me, conflicts with what they said at, the big convention, I just blanked on it. E3, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
They said they're going to drop the PlayStation brand name because of the stigma from the PS3 having had so much trouble going through. They were going to call it something else. It wasn't going to be PlayStation 4. It was going to be something else. Kind of like you get the PlayStation Vita.
Right.
Which, I'm all right with that name, but, you know, they're still going to have to do something. But the rumor, it's nothing but rumors right now. And it's just
I think for it to pick up, I think they just need to have more titles. I think they released it a little bit prematurely. Wanted to get it in on the holiday buy-in, but not having a lot of software launches. I mean...
Wait, which?
Wii U.
Wii U actually was behind schedule. It was supposed to have come out spring or summer this past year.
Right, but you know what I mean by software launches. There just isn't a lot out for it. Same thing with the Vita, I mean...
Which is bizarre, because they've got all these major AAA titles that are supposed to roll with it. And
yeah, but they're all AAA titles. It's like...
Yep, and the problem is that several of them were already established and played through by fans on other consoles.
Right, and you're not going to get a new audience as much on Darksiders or Mass Effect 3 or whatever.
Yeah.
Almost a year after they've released. I mean, Batman Arkham Asylum came out on it. I mean, how long ago has it been since that game released?
Exactly. And that's the problem, is that they took too long getting it out, and it's especially bothering me because they took that long to get out something that is basically a Wii times 3.
Right.
It's a triple core, slightly faster version of the CPU that's in the Wii. Granted, that is a decent CPU, but let's not kid ourselves. It's not a number crunching powerhouse like they led us to believe.
So anyways, I'm going to move along a little bit. I'm actually going to let you take the news reel here.
You want
what stories do you got?
Basically,
how many bits do you have?
Well, we've got the Cyberpunk.
Let's talk a little bit about that Cyberpunk.
Yeah, because
we got into the big internet discussion about this, and yeah. I meant to mention it on last week's show and didn't get to it.
Oh, sweet.
So let's talk about Cyberpunk.
Okay.
Obviously, there's some excited people.
Yes. Basically, we've got a video game, a role playing game. As I recall, it's going to be massively multiplayer. Correct.
I haven't read that, but I'll take your word on it.
I think. Let's double check it while we're going. I'll start
the discussion. So Cyberpunk is being done by CD Projekt, with the same guys that did Witcher 1 and Witcher 2.
Yeah.
And I have been talking about The Witcher since I was on the carousel. I've been a fan of that game, or that company, for a long time. At one point, was almost going to go over and do web work for them at a certain point in between these two podcasts.
Fanboy.
Yes, I'm a fanboy. But the biggest thing that I like about CD Projekt is the depth of quality of their games. Honestly, I mean... if The Witcher had some issues with some of the combat, but the story was so diverse. It did a lot of things with story that I've never seen in a video game before. The main thing being Witcher 1 or Witcher 2 having a point in the story arc where you go one of two major directions where you play on one side, one faction versus those two factions basically versing each other. You can side with one versus the other, and the storyline at that point, which is the midway point or maybe three-fifths of the game in, you're going to have a portion of the game that's going to be completely different. So for about another 15 hours, that side of the game is completely different than the other side of the game. So you got to play it through twice, really.
Yeah.
Or play from that save twice. And that was something incredibly fascinating to me. On top of the fact that their visual effects are fucking top-notch, you could still get a computer that's way over top of the line, and it would take a... So one of those ones, the fucking Kepler GPU, NVIDIA, the one of the new NVIDIA cards, to actually run that on full specs at a full frame rate of over 60 FPS to run Witcher 2 efficiently.
Daniel needs a fucking Tesla card to get it done.
Right, and it's, but it looks good on all systems. I mean, I have a high mid-level system, basically, and I can play it well, and it looks great, and again, the story is fucking great, and the combat, again, probably the weakest point in the game, but still doesn't detract from it too much. Cyberpunk, on the other hand, I mean, obviously I haven't seen any in-game graphics, but just from their cinematics, again, cinematics, some of the best I've seen, period.
Yeah, I actually...
And it's not a huge dev team, that's the crazy thing. Like, CD Projekt is this little Eastern European country.
I went to the page on YouTube for it.
Yeah.
It's literally just youtube.com/cyberpunkgame.
Yeah.
And they show the making of that trailer.
Yeah.
They actually got a model out for that bit with the blade arms and that.
Yeah.
It's brilliant work.
Well, and Cyberpunk originally is a tabletop game.
Yes, it was.
It was Cyberpunk 2025, right?
I thought it was 2053. I don't remember the exact number.
Okay, anyways, it was an earlier year than what this is. This is Cyberpunk 2077, right?
Yeah. It's at least 20 years after the timeline after the original Cyberpunk game. Technology has evolved even further than it was at the time, and the biggest thing here is the guy that created the original pen and paper game is in charge of this video game,
which is fucking cool.
They did an entire interview with him that's on their YouTube channel, and he's walking around. I didn't realize he was from Chicago. I don't know why that actually kind of surprised me, but it makes a little bit more sense the way the city atmosphere looks.
The whole noir aspect.
Yeah, exactly. And that dingy, gritty, there's always trash somewhere, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, it's kind of like the whole concept that, like, Blade Runner is based on. It's kind of like that whole, like, futuristic noir kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. What he's explained is that he and the rest of the company that has been doing cyberpunk material since the 80s have been wanting to do a video game, but they could never get a company that was willing to leave it be and be what they designed. They always want to tweak it, modify it, go, well, how about if we do this thing with it? Mix it up. He was actually pissed off about that. He actually comments specifically how people always want to kind of try and spice up that idea. I'm going, that is already a really fleshed out idea. There's not a lot of room to just arbitrarily add bullshit.
It kind of feels like that whole conversation that they had with, or that the guy that's doing Wasteland 2, Brian Fargo.
Yeah.
That whole like mock interview thing, he's talking about making a Fallout styled game based on Wasteland, and how the guy's talking about, well, we could make it a first person shooter, and he's like, no, I'm looking more for isometric top down RPG, and he's like, yeah, that won't work. And I can kind of see that kind of same kind of thinking from listening to that guy do the interview.
Yeah. Yeah, it was impressive. It actually gave me hope that this video game will actually be good. I'm stoked as soon as I have the cash. They haven't promised when it will come out.
Right, I saw fan posts of 2015. I haven't really seen anything confirming that.
Yeah,
there's no hard release date. I think they kind of did that whole thing where it's going to be finished when it's finished kind of deal.
And I respect that, but as soon as there's a pre-order, I'm jumping on it.
It looks, being that a CD Projekt, I imagine it's going to be next gen.
Yeah, and God, I better build a new computer for it, too.
Well, in a couple of years, we'll both have to build new computers anyway.
I really need to build a new one now, But, I'm waiting, and I'm really, really stoked about the idea. The artwork in that trailer they did for it, that teaser, also reminds me of Ghost in the Shell.
I can
see that. Standalone complex in particular. And I love Ghost in the Shell stuff. So if it overlaps into that kind of look and feel and that kind of genre, which it cyberpunk by necessity would.
I think it could, yeah.
I'm going to be really happy about this. They've deliberately not said anything more about the actual game itself. I just looked. It only promises as being an RPG, but there's a lot of time to work on that, so we might get a larger scale RPG, but I bet you probably won't get massive, but probably large scale.
Well, moving along from that, you had a piece that you did want to talk about, and that I'm totally fine with discussing right now.
Right.
This kind of fits into our whole, like, let's get sort of half-assed political for, like, 20 minutes while...
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember there used to be the rule about avoiding politics.
Wake me up when you're done.
Oh,
shut up,
oh, listen to that. That's okay, I'll draw on her face while she's asleep.
Well, it's political in how it relates to gaming in general, and I think it's important that we talk about this, because... For me and for you, and regardless of how me and you politically disagree sometimes, one thing me and you really agree on is the free speech.
Yeah.
And free speech is such a big deal for me and you.
Well, this one is a weird one, because it all starts with Senator Lamar Alexander, Republican of Tennessee. Party doesn't really matter that much, but they always note it, so I'll go ahead and do the journalism thing as well. The way I look at it is, the man sucks at dodging questions. Because it was an interview with MSNBC, and Chuck Todd asked him actually a pretty sensible, basic question. He said, because I watched it, and I'm quoting him, he says, "Can you envision a way of supporting the universal background checks bill?" Senator Alexander went, "Chuck, I'm going to wait and see on all these bills. I think video games is a bigger problem than guns, because video games affect people. But the First Amendment limits what we can do about video games. The Second Amendment to the Constitution limits what we can do about guns." And that was his answer.
That doesn't really answer shit.
I know! It's nothing! Douchebag! You just created a secondary problem because you didn't want to fucking answer that.
It brings it a bigger problem with how right now, because of, again, sensationalization.
Yeah.
Sensationalization. I can't talk tonight.
Yeah.
And media lately has been really overdoing it with the shootings that happened fairly recently. Which, granted, everybody agrees is fucking awful. We do not agree with that happening.
I was going to say, there's nothing about the shootings that, you know, so like, fuck them.
But I like how video games are kind of being dragged into this whole mess.
Yeah.
As being some kind of problem with it. Didn't we already go over this with the fucking shooting in Columbine way back when?
We've gone over
fucking
this.
Doom and everything else and how that affected them.
Dude,
and
we went over this time and time again in
it's
life.
Like, wasn't fucking KMFDM blamed at that point as well?
Fuck KMFDM,
Rammstein,
who is it? Pocket Full of Shells. Damn it, I forgot the name of the band.
Tool was also.
You're talking about Rage Against the Machine?
Yes, they were dragged into that. Okay, here's the thing. Now, what gets me is in this frantic, grasping at straws attempt to not answer the question about the universal background checks bill. He's managing to do this by absentia of more details. He effectively is implying that video games have an influence over people, whereas guns do not.
Whereas the real problem here really doesn't have anything to do with either.
Well, the fact of the matter is that if you cannot say that ownership or lack of ownership of a gun definitely does affect a person. Find someone who doesn't like guns, put a gun near him. They flip shit. That's affecting him. Give a guy who likes guns, give him a bigger gun. He suddenly feels awesome. That's affecting a person. Video games? I'm sorry, I don't feel more empowered against the rest of the world when I play a fucking video game. I feel empowered to go kill the fucking enemy in my video game, and then I'm going to go sleep or whatever I'm going to go do. Go
I
get
feel
a
like
pizza?
It's a, I feel
whatever.
Like it's a great stress relief after a long-ass day.
Well,
to sit down and die over and over and over again in Dark Souls.
Well, it depends on the game, because, I mean, like, when we played Halo Reach, remember that part where that transport ship gets shot down?
Yeah.
I was fucking mad. I was literally mad at pixels. But it stayed there because it was the video game.
We're not the kind of people where these kind of things transpose over to real life. I will say that there are times when I would rather call into work and sit back and play a game because work has been too stressful. But
but that just means that the game is escapism for you.
Right. It's the same as saying, you know what, I feel like watching Fringe all day, which is something
right.
I did during my weekend.
But the thing is that you don't sit there and transfer this backwards where you play the video game and you keep trying to right-click to punch a guy because you're mad at him in the bar.
That's true. And, you know, I have a reasonable amount of self-control.
Yeah. And the thing is that the people that have ever actually referenced video games amidst their plans to kill, murder, and destroy are already not tightly wrapped people. And all that amounts to is their escapism was so preferable to the rest of the world that they just chose to overlap the two into one perception. But
well,
the video games themselves were not the influence that, you know, they were not the vehicle by which he came by that idea.
It's just like the guy that destroyed the fucking Murrow building in Oklahoma City. I mean, it was... Wasn't done by games or
no, in fact,
guns.
If you want to get right down to it, that guy was pro-guns. I mean, if you really want to hurt the argument, but that's not really the point. But it's a matter of, really, if you're going to try and put blame on these things, you better put it smartly. Because otherwise you're going to have an even steeper uphill battle to try and make your lie work.
I think a lot of it really boils down to people's personalities. You have certain people that... You have certain people that are already predisposed to doing these kinds of crazy things. I mean, wasn't there a school that was burned down to the ground like back in like the early like 1930s or 40s?
Yeah.
There's stuff like that. Like mass murder has been going on for as long as humanity's
been
around.
That crazy woman in New Orleans that would imprison people, and she actually was breaking their bones and letting them knit back together to the point that she actually had a captive that actually was... their bones knitted back together to the point that he could only crawl around like a crab.
I mean, I've never heard of this person.
1800s. My daughter knows about it. And,
oh, that's fucking crazy.
Oh, she was batshit insane. But you know what? Her entire life read normal. She read normal books. She was a regular part of society. Emily Post could have used her as a social template. And video games did not fucking exist.
I'm sure it...
That argument has no goddamn weight. That's the problem. You can't blame a modern entertainment for something that we have been doing for eons.
Well, it bleeds over into media in general, because remember in the 80s the big thing was violent movies. Even in the 90s it was violent music. You know, granted there's this time and place for things that mature parents probably shouldn't entertain their children with, because maybe they aren't at a certain stage where it's going to be something they can process readily. But when it comes to adults and the way that we process things, we should be at a maturity level where this thing doesn't bleed into our reality.
Yeah, but the thing is that we still have to own our actions, whether we like it or not.
Well, that's the heart of it, and I'm glad you fucking said that, because that's really what it boils down to, is you're responsible for you, and we are people, and we are influenced by outside influences, and we ultimately make the choice whether to do or do not do something, you know?
Yeah. And it's... I don't give a damn how many excuses somebody gives. You still did it. Done. And honestly, peering in, you know, getting a peek at the mind of some guy who's done, you know, burned down a school and just shot everybody that came out, what the fuck ever. It's still that person that made that decision.
I think
people
want to assign blame to something else and not assign blame to somebody. And they want something to be done about it, so they're going to grasp at the things that are most readily available. And the
we don't want to admit that humans are horrible fucking creatures.
Right.
We have the potential at any time to be terrible, terrible fucking creatures. The same time that the shooting happened at the school, I think it was 2 months earlier than that, there were two face-to-face killing sprees in China.
No, that was the same day there was that guy that went into a school and killed all those kids with knives.
Well, there were two of them, because the one was a stabbing, but he was actually a copycat killer, because 2 months earlier, there was a guy in a different province in China that was axe-murdering the fuck out of kids that were coming out of their school.
He didn't need a gun.
Yeah.
He was just a fucked-up individual.
Exactly. And honestly, you're even more fucked up at that point. It goes back to the old argument about the Asians inventing the gun. The samurais did not like the gun, as one of the things I'd read about it was that they didn't like it because it was abstract, but it also was a coward's weapon because I could stand a long way away and shoot you. You know, I've got a stick, there's a paff, and the guy's grr, and falls over dead. It doesn't get the point across that I don't like you as much as stepping over, looking you in the eye, and cutting your head in half.
That's true.
People go, wow, he's a badass, don't fuck with him. Whereas, you know, the gun doesn't get the point across. Granted, the gun ultimately technically is more effective. You don't have to get close, but that just spells it out more that those two killing sprees, in China, those guys were even further off the hinge than anyone that ever shot up anything because they had to get up close and personal. You have to actually deal with screaming. You have to deal with blood. You have to deal with a lot more. And it's terrible, like, and creepy and makes these people actually more disturbing.
But it gets back to my point that people are fucked up. It's not...
Yes.
Again, it's like blaming a lighter for an arson. You know what I mean? It's not the object itself. We can find tools of destruction anywhere.
Yeah.
There's 100 things in this house that are not a weapon that can be made a weapon. You know.
How many martial arts are there out there that are built around the idea of being able to kill a guy with whatever is around you?
Plenty of them.
I mean, seriously,
everything in martial arts aside from Aikido and Judo are based on, at a certain point, offense rather than just pure defense.
Yeah. I mean, God. I mean, look at how many murders happen. And, okay, skip murder and go to assault. How many times does it involve something non-standard weapon? You know, smash a beer bottle over a guy's face, then cut his face up with the rest of the bottle that's still left.
Right.
You've got that. There was an old trick back in New York of taking old claw-ended can openers, palm it, and then slap somebody.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, you can actually grab a tooth if you dig hard enough, you know?
Oh.
Exactly.
That's something that I don't even want to think about.
Not, yeah, but I mean, honestly, it's a fucking can opener.
Yeah, people can think about
what... I got Holly on there. She's like, look at what?
Stab someone with a fork.
Yeah.
You can do anything. Anything can be a weapon.
I was going to say, I mean, in my bag back in the car, I've got a 4-pack of drafting pencils all the way down to a 0.3 millimeter. I can stab the shit out of you.
Well, my point is that the people that are fucked up anyway are going to continue to be fucked up, rather than even if you pass legislation on violent video games, even if you ban all guns in the U.S., somebody's going to find a way to get weapons. And
yeah.
I mean, at that point, people are just getting shit off the black market, or they're just creating weapons of large destruction, you know.
Yeah, it's a fact. The fact of the matter is that if you want it done bad enough, you're going to do it. And that's honestly, and this is why, you know, I'm not bothered personally by the background check suggestion.
I have no problem with it either.
Yeah, because it's a minor inconvenience of time, but if you're really impatient enough to want a gun that bad that you think that a security check like that is a bad idea, I probably think you shouldn't be using a fucking gun.
I'm with you on that. And to be honest with you, I have no problem registering my weapons. I
understand the point behind people being mad about registering the guns, but, you know, if they really were after you, all they have to do is mandate ballistics checking every gun before it's sold. You can take it right off the manufacturing line, fire around, and document the ballistics pattern. Done. It's over with.
The only thing that I'm irritated with all of this stuff is the sensationalism of calling something an assault weapon when it really has nothing to do with anything other than cosmetics.
Well, I don't know. I still look at it as on the idea of I don't know a single person that has any good rational explanation for using an AR-15 to go bird hunting.
I use it for target practice all the time.
Target practice. Are you actually going to go legitimately hunting with that?
You could. It's a light weapon.
Yeah, but think about the weapon. Think about the bullet and the tumble. You're going to tear up the target so much, you're going to bust organs and it's going to taint the rest of
you. You could use it as a deer rifle.
Maybe, but you've got to be more precise about your hits.
It's an easy shot. The AR-15. Okay,
hold on. Let's remember, I'm using it as an example, not specifically.
Well, it's been used as an example in the media, and that's why.
Well, it's because it's an easy thing to remember. AR-15 just rolls off the tongue.
But again, calling it an assault rifle versus something that's fully automatic. Like, I can understand.
Well, yeah.
I can understand your average civilian owning a fully automatic Glock 9 being something of a problem.
Yeah.
But owning
a
Glock
9. Just like give an average asshole a Mac 10. Just no.
Right. I understand that. And I'm fully behind not letting your average person have automatic weapons.
Mm-hmm.
However, classifying something as an assault rifle because it has a magazine that's more than 5 rounds and has a
yeah.
flash suppressor and a pistol grip also makes no fucking sense.
Yeah, I know. And it's really not.
It's just like a Mossberg shotgun with a pistol grip versus a standard butt. There are two different guns.
Well, yeah.
When I was a child, I had a .22 rifle that was built like a assault weapon because it had a pistol grip and it was easier for me to hold than it was the other way around.
Yeah, except it's a lot more stable to aim with.
And it looked a lot cooler, too. But
I mean, if you want to get down to that, you know, you can also get into the idea of how aggressive a weapon do you need. But it's a weapon, so, you
like,
know,
I mean,
you can't say that as a weapon, it's... You could argue overkill when someone decides that they deserve to have access to an M50, you know.
Right, and I can understand not having a grenade launcher.
Yeah.
I totally get that.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know, I don't believe that any civilian has any business owning a squad operated weapon, you know.
Right, I'm totally behind that.
But you get into this one, for example, a gun that a friend of mine put me onto, and I'm seriously thinking about getting one, is the Fabrique Nationale 5.9. I'm sorry, 5.7. It turns out it's actually a very nice gun. Skipping the story behind it, very long flat trajectory for the round, even for the civilian stuff. Secret Service are issued them, but the bullets they use are twice as fast. They have that much higher grain count in them. And honestly, I'm sure I could pull strings and get a box of those.
Like,
if I knew who to talk
to. I
get
civilians not owning armor-piercing rounds. Like,
yeah.
I totally get that. But again, that to me is a real classification of what kind of weapon it is.
Yes, but you also have the argument, which is the other one that's a fun one that people keep doing, of, well, if you're mad that someone says you shouldn't have armor-piercing bullets, then what are you worried about? And then you get the whole thing, well, then they're going to come for us, or you have a reason to be afraid of someone coming for you, in which case that says something about the person.
Well, you know? I have a reason to have fear where I live.
Yeah.
I mean, my neighbor's door was kicked in just last year, you know? I mean, there is a reasonable reason for me to have
protection. We had the police running through my backyard, podcast.
There was that one podcast where we set your weapon on the table with a loaded magazine, and we were ready to...
Which then promptly undid since it was an antique and had no safeties.
Yeah.
I was like, no, that's pointing at Holly. This is not all right.
Yeah, please don't do that ever.
Yeah.
But... All that being said, is me and you, to some degree, don't always agree politically, but there is something that we do agree, and that's on common sense.
Yeah, and this is just a whole... Every bit of this is fucking stupid.
All of this isn't based on common sense. It's based on
overhype.
Overhype.
And emotion.
Which has nothing to do with legislation and never should.
Correct. And
getting back full circle to gaming... I don't think, again, you make your own choices. What you choose to play is your own goddamn business, and most people play it to de-stress.
Exactly.
The people that are already fucked up are going to stay fucked up, and those are the people that we should be checking into as hospitals and asylums and things
like
that.
A good example that fits with this, years and years ago, went up to go visit some friends of mine that used to work at a local theater that's no longer around, Fox. And they were busy working the projectors, so I got stuck talking to their manager. Weird little guy, creepy, always struck me as like a sex offender waiting to happen. But I'm trying to make small talk while waiting for everybody to show up. I went, so what'd you do this weekend? He was working with the cash register and he stopped. And completely, I mean literally just dead stopped everything he was doing. And his head kind of went up and he stared off into the sky and started cataloging his day. Finger to his chin, he literally looked like a cartoon. He literally put his finger up that way and went, oh, well, I killed a beholder, a bunch of orcs, I slayed a dragon, and I saved a princess. And went right back to counting money. I know this guy was playing D&D, but he just sat there and told me that was an activity, not a game.
He's the guy you should be worried about.
Yes! God! That's... And... Say it.
Ball.
Thank you.
So, we've been talking a long time about this.
About 30 minutes. Just saying.
Because she hasn't been keeping up and checking this out. It's that kind of a thing. But in the end, video games, there's been no real tangible proof to tie video games to any real inspiration to murder and kill and maim and destroy. You've always got preceding hints.
I'm going to bring in one really good example, and I'm going to shut this down. Is that okay?
That's fine.
So back when I was 16 years old, a friend of mine who is now owns his own pain management clinic, he deals with pain medicine, basically.
Yeah.
And also putting people under...
Anesthesia.
Too much caffeine and it's too late. He did... Part of his doctorate paper was dealing with violence in video games and this whole thing.
Oh, really?
And this was back in the 90s.
Oh, you told me about this. Yeah.
And I had a heart monitor and I had, diodes hooked up to my head and all sorts of things measuring my brain activity versus his little brother. Well, funny story about this. Little brother had huge issues with games. He was the one that his heart rate would race. He would have problems. Well, we go 15 years down the line now. Now I'm in my 30s. His little brother is fucking batshit crazy. Living on a train, going town to town, has overdosed several times, is completely batshit insane. He was the one having problems with it, but he was already fucked up. We just didn't know it at that point.
Yeah, the one that was
and
already
unstable. He was using
unstable.
That for his story, so if I was to get back in touch with him, and find out. That would be the one thing I point out. I was like, remember what happened to your little brother? We thought there was a correlation here between the two of us, but you realize I'm the one that turned out normal and he did not.
I wouldn't call you normal. No, I'm kidding.
But you know what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, no, true, totally, because...
Like, he already had a problem and we just didn't know it at that time. The guy's OD'd so many goddamn times at this point, he is completely fried.
His rationale already was
like
clearly
His judgment making skills are already fucked.
Yeah.
The guy's had a free ride to free scholarship twice to this state university and has screwed it up both times because of drug abuse and not going to class.
My God, he was able to get it twice?
He was able to get it back and then still fucked it up. So I'm not going to name him because I'm not going to disgrace him, but just using that as an example, I was involved in this study. And again, it goes to show that he was the fucked up individual.
Yeah.
That screwed up. He was the one that was making bad decisions, and that directly correlates with that. It further proves
more,
the point we're trying
more
to
more specifically, you were both exposed to the exact same input, but one of you made a certain decision while the other one did not.
Yeah, I'm a business professional and he's not. Now granted, he had the potential to be way above and beyond what I could ever be, but it didn't happen because of bad decisions.
Exactly.
And Brad Brink account position, I guess. I'm not sure. But long story short, I do have one other question that just got sent in from Victor.
Oh, yeah.
Victor is actually the person that sent in the Super Bowl question, so you can thank him for the question of the week. He also says, non-gaming related question, has anyone even started on their New Year's resolution within this first month?
I am holding out until the Chinese New Year, so January 12, and I tend not to make resolutions because the times I do, the whole year goes to shit on me. And it's not actually connected, but it just feels that way.
I didn't make a resolution. Holly?
I've been running every day. I've been drinking less soda. I've been drinking a lot of water. I've been eating more healthy, and I'm well on my way to starting my website.
Okay, well, good.
Boom.
Which one of those was a resolution?
All of them?
Ah.
Kind of. Actually, I didn't really make a resolution, at the end of last year.
Oh, my
year.
God. My New Year's
it
resolution.
It just kind of happened.
My New Year's resolution. 1080p. There.
1080p.
Resolution.
Oh.
Wow, sad, I know. It's even more sad that none of the gamers got that.
No, I realized, why is he talking about...
She's giving me that look and just shaking her head.
You know what I said in my head? Why is he referencing pixel count? I didn't even save the word resolution in my fucking head. That's sad.
Oh, yay. I am proud of that turd.
So, right, anyways, we are grossly overdue.
Yep.
At the end of the show. And Holly's about to fall asleep.
So,
yeah.
Scott, you didn't have anything else, did you?
Two things.
Are they short?
Kinda.
Nope.
Aliens, Colonial Marines?
Yes. We're excited?
Yes, very. It's actually coming out on Chinese New Year. February 12th.
I heard the whoop from the other
room. Yes, great. Yep, Trancy. Woohoo! So, yes.
We'll all be playing. Well, me,
ringing
you.
In the new year on Steam with Colonial Marines. The guys from Gearbox that gave us things like Borderlands are doing this. Most people should know about it, but they finally put out a little bit. It's more than a year overdue, damn it.
It's okay, they're working on quality control, and I'm all right with that.
Yeah, they are, and they added some weird shit. Did you see the cardiac arrest thing they put in?
Uh-huh.
Okay. One of the things in the game when you do co-op, it's 4-man fire team co-op. But if you get damaged just the right way, you can actually go into cardiac arrest, and two other guys have to fucking revive your sorry ass, while the fourth guy has to lay down covering fire in the meantime.
That's going to be awesome.
You may not even survive it. That's the best part.
We're going to have to get in. Well, then there's also a drop-in, drop-out co-op, right?
I believe so. And did you see the head-to-head stuff?
I've heard there's some head-to-head. Hopefully this will be a lot better than the last version of this game.
It is 4-on-4 multiplayer, 4 Marines, 4 Xenos.
Nice.
And you get specific loadouts, and I think you can sort of pick what your loadout is as either. One of them is going to be the Spitter. You can do Warrior, Spitter, and I forget what the third one was. There were only three that I saw them mention on the Xenos
side. Sure, you can't be the Queen.
Oh, fuck no. Just like I don't think they're going to let you be the Charger they've got. Have you seen that bull charging Xeno they did? Yeah. Other stuff I know about it. Drop in, drop out, co-op. So there's that. The most authentic Aliens experience ever. Fine. Storyline-wise, I'm really happy about this.
Where are they taking it from?
They're picking up after... They're literally basically showing up after Ripley fucked off and ended the second movie.
Sweet.
The Sulaco is in orbit over the planet.
So these leftover brains?
She escape podded out. And so the ship is left. The Sulaco is just floating in orbit over the planet. And so they send a marine detachment over to go check it out. They set up the bridge between the two ships. And so you've got this little airlock bridge between the two. They get over there and the fucking ship is infested. This is just what I've seen in the opening trailer bits that they've talked about. They try to double back off the Sulaco to try and get away and get back into their own ship. And you have to detonate the bridge between the two airlocks. And you can possibly fail that. What winds up happening, either version of the argument is you either detonate the bridge, but it damages the airlock and and your ship starts to go down. Your Marines escape out with one of the drop ships, and they go that way, or you die in that and have to respawn, but your ship is overrun by aliens, they escape, and everything still crashes in Hadley's Hope.
Nice.
And the whole thing stands to, that's your basic intro, and they have to go send a new detachment of Marines to go pick up the ones that just died.
So all in all, this promises to be something interesting.
Yes, it does. And here's where it gets really tricky. PC specs. You ready for this shit?
Go ahead, spoon beans.
Okay, minimum specs according to Gearbox. Windows XP Service Pack 3. Big surprise there. 2 gigahertz dual core processor, 2 gigs RAM, 20 gig free on the hard drive. Fairly big game. Video card, they're suggesting minimum requirement an NVIDIA GeForce 8500 or a Radeon HD 2600. Recommended specs. They're going to say XP Service Pack 3, Vista, or Win 7. They did not mention Win 8, I noticed. 2.3 gigahertz quad-core minimum preferred spec. 2 gigs RAM, still 20 gigs space on the hard drive. And this is where it may hurt me. GTX 560.
Fuck.
Or...
That's a beefy card.
Or a Radeon 5850 HD as their preferred spec. I'm running a 5770.
I'm thinking about going with that new Radeon card. Was it the 7870? that's like $150.
I think
you know what I'm talking about, because Radeon came out those two really powerful cards for under $200.
They got those, yeah, but they've actually gone even higher than that, actually, but I don't know how expensive they are.
Well, that aside, because it is getting late.
Mm-hmm.
Beefy ass game, because if the 560 is a fucking expensive card.
Yeah. If that's their recommended spec, Jesus Christ, what are they doing on rendering and details?
Well, it's a 20-gig game, so...
Yeah. That promises a lot. I'm thinking it might actually be a longer campaign than we were led to believe. They actually went through, by the way, and actually went through James Cameron's special effects company and got the sound effects from Aliens. The guns.
Yeah, that's cool.
They got all the gun noises. The motion tracker, by the way, the Wii U version of the game, the motion tracker will be on the gamepad.
That's actually pretty cool.
So they can put it on the screen there. I'm like, yes. Yeah, that made me happy. I was like, all right.
Our fans will know that at least me and Trent and Scooter,
yep,
the unofficial official Tiltcaster, will be playing it.
Yep. Guaranteed. I already pre-ordered it. I'm just going to wait for them to actually allow the download. And by God, I have the fastest connection I can pay for on Cox right now, so it will download as quickly as they will give it to me.
So I'm going to actually start going ahead and wrapping it up,
because
it is getting late. Holly's really about to turn into a pumpkin.
Yep.
She hates me.
And I've been up since like 8 this morning, and it's almost 1.
Yep.
So, that being said, that's our show tonight. We want to go ahead and let people know they can find the show at Tiltcast.com. Search iTunes for Tiltcast. Go to Stitcher and search Tiltcast for all of your Android devices. You can find us at Facebook.com/Tiltcast, Twitter.com/Tiltcast. Email us at tbag@Tiltcast.com. And find our screen names for anything important on our website at Tiltcast.com. Also, for stuff that's not listed, my Nintendo name, you can actually just email the show. I check it fairly regularly for other things that are news-related that we get. So if you want to get that information before I put it up, you can do it there. But anyways, if you want to do some shout-outs to friends of the show, obviously, Scooter comes from the CarouselPodcast.com, which you can find information on games, movies, and comics, as well as books, right?
Oh, yeah. Lauren and Joey have books and comics heavily covered.
You can also find friends of the show at ElseWorldsPodcast.com, which does strictly comics and comic movies. You have For the Love of Gaming, which does strictly games, and BMFcast.com, which also does bad movies, which is actually really good. You also have NoQuarters.net with a monthly video game podcast, and TVGP.TV. They do good things. So definitely check out Friends of the Show, because we love them to death and we always want to promote them. Also, I guess we should do some new games. Holly, what are we doing for Gauntlet while I'm pulling this up?
We are doing Gears of War 3. That's not this Saturday, but it's next Saturday.
Right, and next Saturday will be in the month of February, and that will be on a Saturday, which will be the 9th. To look that up, kind of funny.
What?
It'd be Saturday the 9th of February. As far as new games that are coming out or are already out, you have not a whole hell of a lot. You have Dead Space 3 coming out next week, which is a big deal. And I'm skipping over stuff because I don't think it's that interesting. You can tell me if it's more interesting later. The week after that, we have Aliens Colonial Marines coming out, which will be a big deal.
Hooray.
The week after that, we have Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, along with Crysis 3. And then I don't have anything further than that. So, 3 weeks we have some games to cover. So either way, that's the end of our goddamn show, and it's late as fuck.
Fuck yes it is.
And we're going to go.
This is what y'all get for bringing me back on here. For
yeah,
that's all right.
Good job, Justin.
Thanks for coming on,
Scott. Yeah, way to go, dick.
No, thanks.
All right, so we'll see you guys later. Thanks for listening.
Happy birthday, Moon.
Happy birthday, Moon.
Moon! Birthday.
All right, we're out.
See you later.